Hello and welcome to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California for game 2 of 6 between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball between two California League North Division foes. It's the single-A affiliates of the Colorado Rockies and Seattle Mariners. The Grizzlies and the Nuts, two of the hottest teams in the California League. One of these teams could be destined for the postseason and a matchup with the San Jose Giants. The Grizzlies come in with a record of 65-44 overall. They are 29-14 in the second half. Both of those marks are the best in the California League. Fresno, a 5-game lead over San Jose for the best overall record in the California League, but they hold a 4-game lead over these Modesto Nuts, who come in with an overall record of 59-50, 6 games back in overall record behind Fresno. They are 4 games back at 25-18 behind the Grizzlies, so a crucial series, 23 games left on the docket in the 2023 California League schedule. And the Grizzlies, they face these Modesto Nuts 11 times over those 23 final games. And last night, the Modesto Nuts, a comeback win over the Fresno Grizzlies, 9-6. Modesto scoring 4 runs in the 8th inning. The teams, though, they combine to score 15 runs on 27 hits, 7 walks, 4 errors, and 2 hit-by-pitches. There were 5 lead changes in the contest, which included that 4-run 8th inning by the Nuts to secure the victory. Fresno played at least 1 run in 5 innings, but were surpassed in runs by Modesto in 3 of those 5 frames. Fresno newcomer and Rockies number 11 prospect Cole Carrick led the offensive charge. 3 singles, a trio of runs, and a stolen base in his Fresno debut. The Turlock High School product and Modesto-born native has scored 7 times in his last 2 contests. He scampered home for 4 runs in his last game with the ACO Rockies. Skyler Messenger also had a great night, a double, single, and 3 RBI. 2 of them via the sacrifice fly. So the Grizzlies, despite a 9-6 loss last night, they give the ball to one of their best pitchers this year, left-hander Michael Persecki gets the start. Persecki will be making his 18th start of the 2023 season. He has a 9-6 record, a 3.06 ERA. That 3.06 ERA leads the California League. So Persecki trying to continue his winning ways as he battles right-hander Marcelo Perez. Both Perez and Persecki have both been named California League Pitchers of the Week at some point this season. Perez has faced the Grizzlies a multitude of times. He is 3-4 with a 3.45 ERA. So a great pitching matchup between the left-hander Persecki and the right-hander Marcelo Perez for Wednesday night baseball. So the Grizzlies, they're trying to get a big win tonight and extend their second half lead over Modesto. Modesto now looking to win another game in this series. The Grizzlies, though, have dropped 6 of their last 8 games, but on a very tough 12-game road trip. Well, prior to tonight's contest, I sat down with the Modesto Nuts broadcaster in TQ, Tim Quidadamo, and we talked a little bit of everything about how he started in baseball, where his love for baseball started, and of course, being Italians, we had to talk a little bit of food as well, the difference between East Coast and West Coast food, and finally, he gave us a little bit of a rundown on a couple of the newcomers for the Modesto Nuts in their roster. Our pregame guest is TQ, the Modesto Nuts broadcaster, and we come back right after this break, we'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado.
Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Interview with Modesto Nuts broadcaster TQ in 3, 2, run. I bring Modesto Nuts broadcaster TQ. Thanks for taking time for this interview, man.
Rice, anytime for you. You know that. Except yesterday.
Except yesterday, absolutely. Well, we're in the midst of a 6-game series between two teams who are playing really good baseball for a chance at the postseason. But how much fun has this season been for you?
This has been one of the best years of my young career so far. So I started in Triple A in the production department for the Boston Red Sox organization. Did that for 4 or so years, but moving out to the West Coast, first of all, it's been nice to not have rain or be a part of any tarp pulls, knock on wood. But it's just been a great experience to see a lot of young, extremely talented players from all of these different organizations just beginning their careers, starting to settle in, find their own, and find their routines, while I've been able to do so, too.
Let's talk a little bit about growing up into coming into this industry. Where'd your start go? As you said, you were with the Boston Red Sox organization, but where'd your love for baseball start then?
Love for baseball starts from my mom's side of the family. I grew up in Worcester, Massachusetts, lifelong Red Sox fans on both sides of the family, but specifically I remember spending my summers tuning in on the radio, listening to Joe Castiglione while we're out at Nana's pool and just hanging out, having Pepsis and eating grilled cheese, fresh tomatoes from her garden, and just listening to the sounds of baseball, the sweet, sweet sounds.
So then you probably played a little bit yourself too, but when did you know that maybe broadcasting was a path for your career?
Pretty much when I was in high school, about sophomore, junior year. And I was starting to look at colleges and realizing that a lot of Division One, better Division Two college schools aren't looking for a center fielder that's 5'9" on a good day, about 150, and didn't hit for extra bases very often either. So I always had a love for television production, radio broadcasting, and I was lucky enough to go to a public school in Worcester that had a television program. Lucky enough to be a part of it. DTV, they called it, at Doherty Memorial High School. And from there, I said, you know what, let's see if I can maybe continue playing baseball at a college that I can broadcast at, too. And found Emerson College in Boston. Had never heard of it before, even though it was 45 minutes away from where I grew up. Ended up going there, playing baseball for 4 years, made a lot of connections that now work in the industry too. And while I was there, my freshman year, there was a junior named Jim Kane, and he would broadcast the Emerson basketball games. And we became very close friends my first couple of years at Emerson. And one day he said, hey, you should do color commentary with me for a game. So that was the first time I ever did it. Loved it. And kept doing some more games with Jim where we'd switch quarters doing color commentary or play-by-play. And then I ended up meeting the president of the Pawtucket Red Sox at the time, Dr. Charles Steinberg. He was a professor at Emerson, one of my sports communication classes. Took an internship with the Paw Sox in 2018 in the offseason. Worked there part-time in 2019 and then was hired full-time in 2020. Just before COVID. And in 2019, I actually got a chance to broadcast a game on TV in Pawtucket. I didn't know at the time it would be the last game ever played at McCoy Stadium. But I was doing mostly color commentary, had a couple of innings of play-by-play, and I was doing them with Jim Kane, who I had met at Emerson, played baseball with him for 2 years. He went to Bradenton to be the play-by-play guy for the Single-A Marauders.
Yeah, the Pirates.
And it's actually pretty funny. At the time, the general manager in Bradenton was a man by the name of Trevor Gooby, who had gone to Emerson a little while before Jim Kane and I did. Now Trevor Gooby is a vice president in the Seattle Mariners organization, and he'll actually be here tomorrow. He plays a big role in the operations that we have going on here in Modesto. So it's a small world.
It is a small world. And another small world is you have a connection, too, with Jill Guerin, part of the Visalia Rawhide.
That's right.
Probably why you're here, right?
That's right. Jill Guerin and I were classmates at Emerson. So
wow.
She played softball for 4 years. We met each other very early on, fall semester, freshman year, kind of when the baseball and softball teams were having a little mixer. And Jill and I remained close after that. She came out west right away and started getting into broadcasting. I had a bit more of a roundabout way into becoming a number one play-by-play guy, where I started in the control room and kind of just waited for my opportunities. And it was great to see Jill when Visalia came into town a couple of weeks ago and catch up with her.
Absolutely. Now here on the West Coast, and how have you enjoyed your experience on the West Coast? A little bit different. They probably don't have the same pizza, the Philly cheesesteaks, et cetera, et cetera.
I'm not going to lie. I've been missing the pizza and the Italian food a lot, but it has motivated me to start cooking some more of my Italian food myself, which has saved a lot of money, too.
I'm Italian, too, so I get that.
But, I mean, the Mexican cuisine, way better out here, leaps and bounds better. And I've been blessed with the weather first year coming out here. I know there were a lot of storms early on. I came out in late February, and we had a lot of rain, some flooding in the area. But luckily, it seems like everyone in Modesto and around the ballpark, okay. And I was warned, hey, once the season starts, you won't see a cloud in the sky, and it'll be pushing 115 every day, and really the last couple of days have only been rough. We've had great weather, high 80s, low 90s, a cool breeze, and it's just made every night at the ballpark that much more enjoyable.
And you said rough, but the team right now, not rough for Modesto, they're playing some good baseball right now. Talk about this Modesto Nuts baseball team.
They are playing great in every facet of the game. Their fielding, I think, would be the one thing that they can tune up, but that's due a lot in part to all the new faces that we've had since the draft, guys that have played at college, UC Santa Barbara, Wichita State, anywhere else that they got drafted this year but are kind of ready for single A, maybe even a level up, just because they're a little bit older than some of the guys getting drafted out of high school. And they've come in shot out of a cannon. I mean, when we talk about the game last night, Tuesday, the opener, Brock Rodden comes to mind, had the go-ahead two-run triple in the bottom of the eighth, and he's been nothing if not consistent at the top of the order since he's come over here. We saw Jared Sundstrom, who was just crushing baseballs the first week, had a quad injury in I think the third or fourth game that he played in. Spent a little bit of time on the shelf, but good to see him back in the lineup. Ben Williamson back tonight, and then a couple of guys that were in the Dominican Summer League last year, started the year this year in Arizona, and have been playing great the last week. Lazaro Montez, one of the top 30 prospects in the Mariners organization, and Luis Suispel has just been unstoppable since coming up to Modesto. He's played in 9 games. He has 4 homers. He has about 3 doubles, and is just blowing his old numbers out of the water. It's really fun to see these kids.
Hopefully the Grizzlies can stop Modesto, but how important would it be for Nuts fans to enjoy Modesto possibly getting to the postseason?
Oh, I mean, when we talk about Modesto Nuts fans, Nuts Nation as I like to call them, I instantly think of the 4th of July. It's the loudest I've heard a minor league ballpark maybe ever. Justin Levy hit an inside the park home run, and everyone after in the clubhouse, the managers, the coaching staff, the trainers, the players were all raving about just the buzz from Nuts Nation that night. So to get to the postseason, give everybody something to get excited about and rally around while the weather hopefully starts to cool down later in the year, mid to late September, I think would just be great for the city.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds, not only for you, but for Modesto as well. TQ, thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thank you, Rice.
And a big thank you to TQ for joining us on the pregame show. Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Game 2 of 6, Wednesday night baseball between the California League North Division foes Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. With that being said, it's now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies, who are 65-44 overall, 29-14 in the second half. The Grizzlies, that's the best mark in the California League for both of those. The Grizzlies, they're led by manager Steve Solis. Here's his Toyota starting lineup. Leading off and playing center field, number 15, Cole Kerrig. Batting second, the DH, number 3, Bryant Betancourt. Batting third, the shortstop, number 4, Dion Jorge. Batting fourth, the first baseman, number 5, Skyler Messenger. Batting fifth, at second base, number 23, Andy Perez. Batting sixth, at third base, number 33, Kyle Karros. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 25, Daniel Amaral. Batting eighth, the catcher, number 7, Cody Huff. And batting ninth, the right fielder, number 28, E.J. Andrews Jr. And on the bump for your Fresno Grizzlies, the left-hander, number 21, Michael Persecki. A 9-6 record, a 3.06 ERA. So once again, for your Grizzlies under manager Steve Solis, his Toyota lineup will be Kerrig, Betancourt, Jorge, Messenger, Andy Perez, Karros, Amaral, Huff, Andrews Jr., Persecki on the bump. Now for the Modesto Nuts under manager Zach Vinci. Modesto 59-50 overall, 25-18 in the second half. They are four games back of the Fresno Grizzlies in the second half as both teams vying for a playoff spot. And the Modesto Nuts lineup will look like this. Second base, number 8, Brock Rodden. Rodden, two big hits last night, including the go-ahead triple in the eighth. Batting second, the shortstop, number 14, Michael Arroyo. Batting third, the third baseman, number 6, Ben Williamson. Batting fourth, the right fielder, number 46, Lazaro Montes. Batting fifth, the first baseman, number 44, Luis Swissbell. Batting sixth, the DH, number 19, Josh Hood. Batting seventh, the center fielder, number 15, Bill Knight. Batting eighth, the left fielder, number 21, Jared Sundstrom. And batting ninth, the catcher, number 48, Freudy Batista. And on the bump for the Modesto Nuts will be the right-hander, number 17, Marcelo Perez, a 3-4 record, a 3.45 ERA. So once again, for Modesto under manager Zach Vinci, Rodden, Arroyo, Williamson, Montes, Swissbell, Hood, Knight, Sundstrom, Batista, and Marcelo Perez on the bump. The Nuts are taking the field, which means it's time for tonight's national anthem. We'll be right back with the national anthem on the field.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if you are able to and remove your caps as we honor America with the performance of the national anthem. Performing tonight's national anthem is Ron Mora.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land
What a great national anthem to get us going for Wednesday night baseball here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California, between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Modesto Nuts. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice, and I'm glad you could join us for Wednesday night baseball as these two teams clash once again as they fight for a postseason berth. The Grizzlies hold a four-game lead over the Modesto Nuts. Last night, Modesto, a 9-6 win over Fresno. They scored four runs in the eighth inning. Over 3 years in a row, these two teams have been back and forth in the win column. The Grizzlies have won 36 of the 67 all-time meetings, or 68 all-time meetings between one another. The Grizzlies, the past 2 years, have clinched a playoff berth against Modesto. So the Grizzlies would love to start the path to that here tonight against right-hander Marcelo Perez. Perez, a 3-4 record, a 3.45 ERA. We've seen some flashes of success from the right-hander, but we've also seen some tough outings for Perez as well, as he takes on a very tough Grizzlies lineup. The Grizzlies, they're in their gray uniforms this evening. Fresno ran across the front in black and red. They have the red numbers in the back. They have the black caps with the red bill, the California Bear flag on top of those caps. On the other side, and it actually looks like they did switch their caps. They're actually now back in their all black caps. They came out in their red and black. So now here's Cole Carrick to lead things off. The Grizzlies actually will be wearing their F-slash caps tonight. As here comes the first pitch from Marcelo Perez. And it is outside, and we are underway this evening. At 7:06 p.m., here comes the 1-0 to Cole Carrick. And Carrick sees a called strike, and the count at 1-1. Carrick last night, 3-for-5. But again, the Grizzlies in their gray uniforms, red numbers in the back. Fresno run across the front in black and red. They have the black caps, the black bill, and the F-slash logo. As here's the 1-1, and that is a called strike, and now 1-2 to Carrick. Modesto, they're wearing their white unis. They have Nuts written across the front. They have the black caps as well, as they are ready to go. They have the red bill and those primary logo Modesto Nuts on the black cap. As here comes the 1-2 to Cole Carrick. Here comes the pitch, and Carrick, a high chopper to second. Coming over is the second baseman, and Rod in the throw to first is in time, and Carrick is retired. So last night, Carrick 3-for-5, now 0-for-1 tonight, as here comes Bryant Betancourt, the Grizzlies DH. So Carrick is retired, and now Bryant Betancourt, one homer, 47 RBI, a .245 batting average. Our home plate umpire is Jared Dwersen. Over on the bases, Tim Barreras. As here comes the pitch to Betancourt. It's outside. The count at 1-0. 99 degrees outside. A very muggy afternoon. Clouds over the skies here. As 7 mph winds out to left. As here comes the 1-0 to Bryant Betancourt. And Betancourt takes a pitch outside. The count now at 2-0. Here on August 16th. Game number 110. Of the 2023 season, the Grizzlies and the Nuts will face each other 11 more times over their final 23 games. As Betancourt waves at a pitch down in the zone, the count at 2-1. It was one of those swings where Betancourt thought he had a chance at it and then realized he didn't, and so he took a half cut on that. The count now at 2-0. Here in the top of the first inning. Here comes the pitch and a high pop-up drifting out to left field. Betancourt thinking it's going to go foul, and it is caught by the third baseman in Williamson, and Betancourt doesn't even leave the box when he initially hit that. So two outs now, and Betancourt, one of those plays where if that ball would have landed fair, Betancourt was still in the box and could have been a dangerous situation for him. So now here's shortstop Dion Jorge, the Grizzlies, here in the top of the first. Already two batters out. As here comes the pitch from Marcelo Perez. And it's foul tipped into the glove of Freddy Bautista. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies 65-44 overall, 29-14 in the second half. As here comes the 0-1. And it is line foul. The count now at 1-1. To Dion Jorge, who is the number 7 prospect in the Rockies system. Dion Jorge was the leadoff hitter last night. As here comes the 0-2 now from Marcelo Perez. And it is just low and inside. The count at 1-2. Good spot there from Perez on the breaking ball. Dion Jorge now going to have to battle right here. No homers, 12 RBI, a 310 batting average for Jorge. Here comes the 0-2 from Perez. And it's a line drive, and it's up the middle over the outstretched glove of the second baseman, Rodden. And it's a two-out single for Dion Jorge. Jorge had a career-high 4 hits on Sunday in San Jose. Had 1 hit last night. Jorge has 12 hits over his past 7 games. And now here's Skyler Messenger with 2 outs and a runner at first. Messenger, a .280 batting average, 15 home runs, 69 RBI. He had 3 RBI last night as he reached base twice. As here comes the pitch to him, and Messenger takes a called strike. The count at 0-1. Skyler Messenger, a very strong 24-year-old from Boulder, Colorado. 6'3", 220 pounds. As Jorge will lead from first. Here comes the 0-1, a check on Jorge. He's back safely with a head first dive. Good tag applied by Swiss Bell over there at first. Marcelo Perez been working predominantly out of the stretch so far. As here comes his 0-1 to Messenger. Here's the pitch, and it is low and outside. The count at 1-1 from Marcelo Perez, who went to TCU. So we have a battle of the Big 12. Messenger went to Kansas and then TCU in his final collegiate season. And Marcelo Perez, of course, we just said, at TCU. As here comes the 1-1, and Messenger fouls it off. The count at 1-2. Another breaking ball from Perez as he's looking to get out of the top of the first without any damage. Marcelo Perez making his 15th start with Modesto. As here comes a 1-2 offering. Jorge again leading off from first. Here comes the 1-2, and Messenger takes it outside and count at 2-2. And Perez going right back to that breaking ball, trying to get Messenger to chase. Messenger did strike out once last night, but has been a very good hitter over the past 2 months. Changing the batting stance just a tad bit as here comes the 2-2 to Messenger. And it is inside, ball 3, went right back to the slider on the inside part of the plate, and Messenger just spit on it. And the count now full 3-2. So now Jorge will take off on the pitch, and Messenger looking to give some early damage. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here comes the pitch. There goes Jorge, and Messenger, ground ball, and that is just foul down the left field line. And that looked like it was going to be fair for extra bases. The count stays the same. Third base coach Cesar Galvez trying to help the home plate umpire Jared Dwersen, saying that it was fair. That was just foul, according to the home plate umpire. Now, of course, I wasn't right there, but my point of view looked like a fair ball initially, as Jorge was going to score easily if that ball was fair down the left field line. The count still at 3 balls, 2 strikes. So the Grizzlies bench coach, third base coach Cesar Galvez, and Grizzlies manager and first base coach Steve Solis talking with one another across the diamond about how to help out Jorge and Messenger here. So here comes another payoff pitch to Messenger. Here it is. And he swings and misses on a fastball to end the inning. And Messenger is out. A clean inning for Perez as we head to the bottom of the first. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the first inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts as Michael Persecki will get the ball for the Grizzlies. A 9-6 record. A 3.06 ERA for Persecki. He has the best ERA in the California League as he will take on a very tough Modesto lineup. Brock Rodden will lead things off as the first pitch is outside and low. The count at 1-0. Rodden is listed at 5'9", 170 pounds. To put it in perspective, I am that height and weight. As here's the pitch, that's a strike. The count at 1-1. But Rodden can hit. He can hit for power. He has the speed and a very good defender. Here comes the 1-1 from Persecki. It is high. The count at 2-0. Rodden batting .333, 1 homer, 11 RBI since joining the Modesto Nuts. As here comes the 2-1 from Persecki. And that's a called strike. The count at 2-2. Rodden was a 5th round draft pick by the Mariners in 2023 out of Wichita State, where he batted .371. With the Shockers, 17 home runs, 64 RBI in 2023. As here comes the 2-2 to Rodden. And a breaking ball swung on and missed. A good pitch from Persecki up in the zone. And Rodden down on strikes. And with one away, here comes shortstop Michael Arroyo. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with Adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. To Chancey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank To Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the first. As Persecki, first pitch was high to Arroyo, the next pitch in there for a strike, the count at 1-1. Here comes the next pitch, and Arroyo foul ball down the right field line. The count now at 1-2. Here in the bottom of the first, no score between Fresno and Modesto. The Grizzlies going to Michael Persecki, who is making his 18th start of the season. Here comes the 1-2 from the southpaw, and it's down in the dirt. Good stop from Cody Huff. The count now at 2-2. Michael Persecki was a 6th round draft pick out of Louisville in 2022, was the closer for the Cardinals. As here comes the 2-2, and it is fouled off by Arroyo right to the backstop, and we'll do it again with the same count at 2-2. Persecki, though, into a starter role, has become the ace of this Grizzlies rotation. He is all over the California League leaderboard in terms of wins, strikeouts, innings pitched. As here's the 2-2, and it swung on and foul tipped off of Cody Huff's glove. That was almost a second strikeout for Persecki. So Arroyo barely stays alive. here in the bottom of the first inning. As here comes another 2-2 offering from Michael Persecki. And a check swing, did he go? He did not. And that is a full count now, as it looked like everyone on the Grizzlies in the infield and Cody Huff thought not only did Arroyo go around, but it was either maybe a strike three in terms of location. Here comes the 3-2 now. And it swung on and missed. It took a couple extra pitches, but Persecki has back-to-back strikeouts. Two away now, and here comes the third baseman in Ben Williamson. Williamson was not in the lineup last night, batting .231. No homers, four RBI. Williamson, known for his defense, but has become a very good option after being drafted in the second round by the Mariners in 2023 out of William and Mary. And the first pitch is just a little bit low and outside, and the count at 1-0 against Michael Persecki. We'll talk a little bit later about the plethora of pitchers that both these teams have in the California League leaderboard, like Michael Persecki, as his 1-0 pitch is down as well. The count now at 2-0. Michael Persecki, first in ERA. He's also third in wins, as here comes the 2-0 to Williamson, and it's a line drive, a base hit to left field. A two-out single for Williamson, and just like what Fresno did in the top of the inning, their number three hitter gets a single. So two outs, runner at first for Lazaro Montes, the right fielder, who last year dominated the DSL. And now here in Modesto, one of the top prospects in the Mariners system. Montes, 6'3", 210 pounds from Cuba. Signed as an international free agent by the Mariners in 2022. As there will be a check on the runner in Williamson, he's back safely. Montes in the DSL last year, a .284 average, 10 homers, 41 RBI. As here comes the pitch, and it is inside, and the count at 1-0. And Grizzlies fans may recognize this, a little bit of a comparison, but he might be a little bit of a bigger Yonkiel Fernandez in terms of body stature. A strong, strong body in Montes. As here comes the 1-0, and it's inside, the count at 2-0. Similar area like Yonkiel Fernandez, plays the same position, in the middle of the lineup. Tons of power, Montes a couple RBI last night. As here comes the 2-0 from Persecki, and it is a called strike. The count at 2-1. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. Persecki working very well right now. So two balls and one strike. Runner at first here with two outs in the bottom of the first. No score. And another check on the runner in Williamson back safely as the count remains at 2-1. Michael Persecki and the Grizzlies wearing their gray uniforms. Modesto in the white uniforms. 99 degrees, a very, very different weather type as it was yesterday. That is swung on and missed. And the count now at 2-2. 94 on the gun there from Persecki. Yesterday was very sunny. Today, very cloudy. Still a very warm night here in Modesto. So here comes the 2-2 now from Michael Persecki. And it's a little single up the middle. Looked like a broken bat. Williamson will get to third. Carrig will throw the ball in. And Montes, a broken bat single to center field. Williamson gets all the way to third. That ball found the middle of the diamond. The second baseman, Andy Perez, didn't have a chance. So now runners at first and third with two outs. For Luis Suisbel, the first baseman. And Persecki, after getting two quick strikeouts, has now run into a little bit of trouble here in the middle of the Modesto lineup. And now to Suisbel, who is a big presence. 6'1", 190 pounds. The Venezuelan was an international free agent signed by the Mariners in 2019. Here's the pitch, and a breaking ball, and it is high in the count at 1-0. Suisbel, four homers, nine RBI, 1.254 OPS. As here comes the 1-0, And that's a ground ball foul. And the count now at 1-1. And this lineup that Modesto is running out, Rodden, Williamson, Montes, Swiespel, we'll see Sundstrom later, are all newcomers. The last time these two teams battled one another, these guys were not only yet being drafted, but also just joining the ACL. As the 1-1 is high, the count at 2-1 on the check swing. So it's a new look Modesto offense that was already good before they added these pieces. Makes it even tougher as a guy like Batista, who's in the 9-hole spot. He was batting 5th or 6th in the previous lineup. As Swiespel swing and a miss, accounted 2-2. Good fastball from Prosecki. A guy like Bill Knight, who was leading off for Modesto, he's hitting 7th. As here comes the 2-2 from Michael Prosecki, and a pitch just outside. And the count now full 3-2 with two outs. And the runner at first and Montes will take off. Runners at first and third with two outs here in the bottom of the first. No score, but Modesto threatening. As here comes the 3-2 from Prosecki. There goes the runner, and it swung on and missed. A big strikeout for Prosecki. 3 Ks to get through a clean first inning. We head to the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the second inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here comes the first pitch to Andy Perez. And Perez lines one down the right field line. And that's a fair ball. Perez rounds first. He's heading to second. The ball is heading in and Perez has a leadoff double. Andy Perez first pitch swinging, and Perez hits Perez for a double. Second hit for Fresno, and just like that, a runner in scoring position for Kyle Karros. Karros, the son of former Dodgers big leaguer Eric Karros, his brother, a pitcher in the Dodger system, Jared, who pitches for Rancho Cucamonga, now will stride to the plate. Karros, one of two 2023 draft picks, Carrig the other one, joining the Grizzlies yesterday. As here's the pitch to Karros, it's a called strike, the count at 0-1. Kyle Karros, a fifth rounder out of UCLA. Big frame for the third baseman. We've seen the power during BP. He had a double and a run last night. As here comes the 0-1. And Karros takes a pitch low, the count now at 1-1. Here in the top of the second inning, runner at second, no outs. Perez, a leadoff double here in the top of the second. Here comes the pitch to Karros. And it is low in the count at 2-2. By the way, a big thank you to Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. As here comes the 2-1 now to Karros from Marcelo Perez, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 2-2. Marcelo Perez is listed at 5'10", 180 pounds, 23 years old. His first name is actually Ozbeth, O-Z-B-E-T-H. Marcelo is his middle name. Here's the 2-2, and the ball gets away. Perez now heading to third. Batista picks it up, but Perez is there on the wild pitch, it looks like. It is a wild pitch, so runner at third now with no outs, and a count at 2-2 to Karros. Karros will be looking for his first RBI as a Fresno Grizzly. As the infield now comes in slightly here for Modesto, here comes a pitch to Karros. And it is fouled off. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate. 92 on the fastball. Perez, 5'10", 180 pounds, 23 years old, from Laredo, Texas. Drafted by the Mariners in the 11th round in 2022 out of TCU. As here comes the pitch to Karros. And it is hit foul. The count remains the same, as the crowd will watch it go into the bleachers. As we said, Perez making his 15th start. Over 14 outings so far, 3-4 record, a 3.45 ERA, 62 and two-thirds innings, 63 strikeouts for Perez. Here comes the pitch, and it's a little blooper out to center field, a long run, and it is caught on the run by the center fielder Knight, who throws the ball in. Perez does not advance, and it's an unproductive first out for Karros as he flies out to center. So one away and a runner at third still for Daniel Amaral. Amaral first at bat in this series for him. And like Karros, Amaral went to UCLA. So a couple Bruins as the infield now fully in. They are on the lip of the grass as here comes the pitch from Marcelo Perez. And it's a caught by the second baseman. What a play by Rodden. They double up Perez, and that ends the inning. A diving play from Rodden at second. Perez was heading to the plate. It looked like it was going to get through. Instead, it's a double play, and a leadoff double is stranded at third with no outs. We had the bomb the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the second inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. Michael Prosecki will take on Josh Hood, Bill Knight, and Jared Sundstrom. Hood is on a 26-game hit streak as he enters this at-bat. Josh Hood has already won a Player of the Week. That was against the Grizzlies back at Chancy Park the last time these two teams battled one another. So Josh Hood, who has 10 homers, 58 RBI. First pitch from Prosecki is a curveball in there. The count at 0-1. Michael Prosecki, three pitches, a fastball, curveball, and changeup. As here comes the 0-1, and it's a fastball lifted foul. The count now at 0-2. From Michael Prosecki, who is 6'3", 200 pounds. Prosecki, 22 years old from Hinsdale, Illinois. Born February 28, 2001, Prosecki was a sixth-round draft pick in 2022. As that pitch is high, the count at 1-2. Drafted by the Rockies out of the University of Louisville. As you said, was the Louisville closer. As here comes the 1-2 and a breaking ball lifted high in the air. This is in foul territory. Long run, and the catcher, Huff, watches it go into the Nuts dugout. And the count remains the same at 1-2. Huff leaned over the railing, but really had no chance of that foul ball. From Michael Prosecki. Michael Prosecki, over his last five starts, 4-1 with a 0.98 ERA. Had a loss on August 9th at San Jose in his last outing after six innings of two-run ball. Didn't get any offensive help. The Grizzlies shut out 2-0 by the Giants in a day game. As here comes the 1-2, and it swung on and missed. And all four outs recorded so far have been through punch-out for Prosecki. One away, and here comes the center fielder in Bill Knight. Prosecki in that start, though, against the Giants, allowed three hits, a pair of walks as well, struck out seven. He was the pitcher of the week before against Rancho Cucamonga. As here's a fly ball lifted foul in the count at 0-1. That was on August 1st at Chukchansey Park, six scoreless innings, two hits, two walks. He struck out 11, the most by any Grizzlies pitcher in 2023 this season. As the 0-1 is high, the count now at 1-1. Prosecki against Rancho Cucamonga in the California League South Division, which Modesto is not in, 4-1 with a 0.80 ERA. As here's a fly ball down the right field line, and it will hook foul. And the count now at 1-2. But Prosecki has pitched very well over his past five outings. The Grizzlies are 4-1 in that span. Prosecki just two no decisions this year. Here comes the 1-2, and that is a line drive, a base hit to right field for Knight. So Bill Knight, the third hit for Modesto, as here comes left fielder Jared Sundstrom with one out and a runner at first. But Prosecki, if you look at the numbers, the highest scoring game since June 8th, that is spanning nine starts, the highest scoring game was 7-2, Fresno beating Modesto on July 18th. Seven runs is the most runs scored by either team since Prosecki started in the last nine. Here's a pop-up in foul territory. Messenger, the first baseman, sees it, and he will make the catch. So Sundstrom is retired. Two outs now, and here's Freddy Bautista. But again, through nine of his last nine outings, the winning team scored one run, five runs, four runs, five runs, five runs again, seven runs, the most scored, three runs, two runs, two runs. As here's a check on Knight. And he's back safely. As Prosecki almost picked him off. Two outs, runner at first, as here comes the first pitch now from Prosecki to Bautista. And it's high, the count at 1-0. So Prosecki has pitched very well of recent. Just needs some run support, as here comes the 1-0 to Bautista. As Knight leads from first, another check on him, he's back safely. Bill Knight, the runner at first, with two outs here in the bottom of the second, no score. Glad you could join us for Wednesday evening baseball. As here comes the 1-0 from Prosecki, and that is lifted foul, and the count now at 1-1. The ball actually hit the light over there down the right field line, the count at 1-1. Michael Prosecki making his fourth appearance against Modesto, his fourth start. A 2-1 record, a 2.70 ERA. As that ball is foul, the count at 1-2. Prosecki, though, his four starts have been very good. His lone loss was 5 innings of four-run ball back on May 18th here at John Thurman Field. Here comes the 1-2 now. There goes runner Knight on a pitch out. The throw to second, and it is not in time. Good tag from the shortstop, Jorge, but a great slide from Knight, and he has a stolen base. It was even on a pitch out, and Huff, the throw to second, looked like it was online, but Knight with a good slide has a stolen base. So runner at second now with two away. The count now 2-2 to Bautista. Here's the pitch, and it is an elevated fastball, and the count now full 3-2. It's Knight's 29th stolen base of the season. As again, Modesto with a runner in scoring position and two outs. Here comes the 3-2, and it's in the dirt, ball four, and Bautista will walk. So Bautista draws the first walk from Prosecki, so now runners at first and second with two outs for Brock Rodden, the switch hitting second baseman, who has done a little bit of everything in this series already for Modesto. Two hits last night, triple, double, two RBI. He also has a double play here tonight as well. Here in the bottom of the second. Michael Prosecki, though, as we said, is now fourth appearance against Modesto. As he looks back the runner at Knight at second, here's the pitch. And a breaking ball, and it is called a ball to count at 1-0. And looked like Cody Huff was confused on the pitch there from Prosecki. And he will go talk to his left-hander. Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which include housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689 today. Express Furniture Rental, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. It's a count of 1-0 to Rodden. Runners at first and second with two outs. Here's the pitch from Prosecki and a breaking ball inside. The count now at 2-0. And again, Modesto, couple runners on against Prosecki, who's been outstanding over his past couple of starts. Here comes the pitch, and it's a high chopper up the middle, and the second baseman in Andy Perez makes the play. He tags the bag at second, and that will end the inning. That was a lot closer than it should have been. Bautista was right there, but Prosecki works out of another jam. We head to the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level. Fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the third inning. No score between Fresno and Modesto. It's Cody Huff. We'll lead things off against Marcelo Perez. Perez has allowed two hits so far. Here's the pitch. And a bunt attempt from Huff, and it goes foul. The count at 0-1. The Grizzlies love playing small ball as Huff was looking to bunt himself on. The third baseman in Williamson was playing back on the play. Count of no balls and one strike from Marcelo Perez. Here comes the 0-1, and that is swung on and missed. The count now at 0-2. Good off-speed pitch there from Perez. We were talking about Marcelo Perez and Michael Perseki. Both these pitchers have had outstanding seasons. Marcelo Perez has won two California League Pitcher of the Weeks, June 5th through 11th. The Player of the Week was Jamari Baylor, the former Fresno Grizzly infielder. As the 0-2 is swung on and missed. 94-mile-per-hour fastball and Huff down on strikes. Second strikeout for Perez. First out of the inning. And here's E.J. Andrews Jr., who is coming to the plate for the first time. Huff now four strikeouts and five at-bats in this series. As here comes the pitch to Andrews Jr., and he rockets one foul on the count at 0-1. The other pitcher of the week for Perez, by the way, was on July 24th through the 30th. Marcelo Perez. That week, Ethan Salas was the player of the week. As that pitch is inside, the count at 1-1. So both teams have had their success of a pitcher of the week. As here comes the 1-1 to Andrews Jr. And it is fouled off and the count at 1-2. And Marcelo Perez has faced the Grizzlies a handful of times. Marcelo Perez, though, ranks among California League leaders in whip, ERA, average against opponents, innings, and Ks. As the count, two balls and two strikes to Andrews Jr. But last Thursday against Stockton, he recorded just two outs as here comes the 2-2. And it is called strike three. A low breaking ball, and Andrews Jr. caught looking for the second out of the inning. Third strikeout for Perez. And with two away, here's Cole Carrick, who's 0-1. In that last start, he recorded just two outs, allowing six runs on six hits, one walk, and two strikeouts in a loss against the Ports. He has faced the Grizzlies three times, 0-2 with a 4.11 ERA. As that's a strike to Carrick, the count at 0-1. 15 1/3 innings over those three starts. On July 23rd, six innings of one unearned run baseball, four hits and one walk. He struck out five. As here comes the 0-1 to Cole Carrick. And he lines one foul, now 0-2. Carrick, a competitive balance B-round pick by the Rockies in 2023 out of San Diego State. Carrick was born here in Modesto, went to Turlock High School, so a Central Valley kid. Now playing for the Grizzlies as here comes the 0-2. And it is a ground ball to the second baseman, Rodden. Rodden over to first in time and a 1-2-3 inning for Perez. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Goal. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the third inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Michael Arroyo's 0-for-1 will stride to the plate against Michael Prosecki. As here comes the first pitch from the left-hander, and Arroyo, big hack, comes up empty. The count at 0-1. Michael Prosecki drafted in his junior season out of the University of Louisville. A six-round draft pick, as that is swung on and missed. The count now 0-2 to Arroyo. Prosecki went to Louisville for three seasons, appearing in 35 games, just made four starts. In 2022, made 26 appearances out of the bullpen, notching 11 saves. As here comes the 0-2. It's high. The count at 1-2. His 11 saves were the second most in the ACC and tied for the seventh most in a single season in Louisville history. As here comes the 1-2. It's in the dirt. The count now at 2-2. Now, Prosecki had a shoulder strain in 2021 that sidelined him for 2 months, but since then, Prosecki has just been dominant. Here comes the 2-2, and that is just outside. The count, full 3-2. Prosecki, 3-2 combined record over those three seasons at Louisville. So here comes the 3-2, and that's a foul ball by Arroyo. 64 total innings, struck out 71, had a 10.0 K-9 ratio for Michael Prosecki. As here comes a 3-2, and it is a one bouncer off of Karros, and that should be a single. That ball was hit hard from Arroyo, and it is going to be a single off of the third baseman Karros. Fourth hit now for Modesto. That ball was a rocket, and Karros, that was more of a self-preservation type of play. As the ball ricocheted towards the shortstop Jorge, and there was no chance to get the speedy Arroyo, as here comes Ben Williamson here in the bottom of the third. So Prosecki now has allowed another base runner in tonight's contest. Already four hits and a walk. As the first pitch is a strike to Williamson, who's 1-for-1 with a single back in the first. Williamson batting .259, a .740 OPS. As here comes the 0-1 from Prosecki. And that's a called strike, and the count at 0-2. But Michael Prosecki, before going to Louisville, went to Nazareth Academy in LaGrange Park, Illinois. Formerly selected by the Phillies in the 35th round in 2019. As that is called strike 3. Good pitch on the outside part of the plate. And Prosecki picks up his fifth strikeout. So Williamson is out. One away, and here comes Lazaro Montes, who's 1-for-1 with a broken bat single. But now fifth strikeout for Prosecki. One out, runner at first. As here comes the pitch from Prosecki over to Montes. And it's a fly ball out to left field. This is playable, though, for Amaral, and he will make the play for the second out. So two away now, and here comes Luis Suisbel, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. But back to Prosecki, though. Initially selected in the 35th round by the Phillies in the 2019 MLB draft. Instead, he chose to go to Louisville over the likes of Nebraska, Duke, and Illinois. He was rated as the number 2 player in Illinois by Prep Baseball Report. Here comes the pitch, and that is outside. The count at 1-0 to Suisbel. Michael Prosecki, very smart And after his playing days are done, he would love to work as an agent or work in the front office of an MLB club. As here comes the 1-0, and it's fouled off. The count at 1-1. Full name, Michael John Persecki. Coming in a 9-6 record, a 3.06 ERA. Persecki all over the California League leaderboard. As here comes the 1-1 offering now. And that is low. The count at 2-2. Persecki first in ERA. Persecki is third with 9 wins. He is also up there with innings pitched at 88 1/3 innings. That's sixth. As the count now 2-2 to Sweet Spell. Also up there in whip, winning percentage, batting average against, and strikeouts in the California League leaderboard. As here comes the 2-2. And it is swung on and missed. 6 strikeouts now for Persecki. A clean third inning. We head to the fourth. No score. Listen to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the top of the fourth inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Modesto Nuts. As Brian Bencore will lead things off, John Thurman Field, Modesto, California. A very warm, cloudy night here in the Central Valley. As Brian Bencore will take on Marcelo Perez. Bencore 0-for-1 with a pop-up. Here in the top of the fourth, here's the pitch. And Bencore takes a pitch high. The count at 1-0. Well, the Grizzlies and the Nuts, we talked about their plethora of pitching and how well Persecki has done this year. Well, let's talk about what both these teams have done all over the California League leaderboard. As Bencore fouls it off, the count at 1-1. Fresno and Modesto have 6 current or former pitchers ranked in the top 10 in qualified ERA. The Grizzlies, Persecki ranks first at 3.06. Former Grizzlies lefty Mason Albright sits second at 3.40. As here's a pop-up in a center field, and it looks like that the shortstop in Arroyo is going to make the play. The center fielder Knight had slipped initially, so Arroyo luckily was there, and that is the first out. So one away, and here comes the shortstop in Dion Jorge. But besides that, Modesto also has a couple guys in there. Tyler Cleveland, who the Nuts will pitch tomorrow, sits third at 3.81. Michael Morales ranks fifth at 4.44. As that pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. Shaden Peavyhouse, he sits eighth at 5.11. There are also 6 current or former pitchers ranked in the top 5 in wins. Albright, Persecki, Stain, Barbosa, all in the top 10 for Fresno. Here's a fly ball out to left center field. A long run, and it is going to be caught out there. by the left fielder. And it looked like it was Sundstrom who made the play for the second out. So Jorge, a long fly out. And with two away, here comes Skyler Messenger, who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout. But Jorge gave that pitch a ride, but flies out. But these two teams also have 5 combined players in strikeouts on the California League leaderboard. This is within the top 10. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. It's inside, the count at 1-0. They also have the top 5 players in batting average against. They have 6 combined players in whip, and then the top 6 in winning percentage in the California League. As here comes the 1-0 to Messenger, and he fouls it off, and the count at 1-1 went off the glove of Batista. You also have all these pitchers, 6 of them also in innings pitched as well. It's about the same guys for both teams. Tyler Cleveland, Shaden Peavyhouse, some of the notables for Modesto. Michael Morales, as that's a fly ball foul, and the count now at 1-2 to Messenger. And then on the other side, Persecki, Connor Stain, Caleb Franzen, they're all over the leaderboard as well. So both these teams, because they've had consistent starters throughout the whole year and trust in their starters, they've been able to put up these numbers in qualified categories in the California League. As here comes the 1-2 to Messenger, and it is low, and the count now at 2-2. That was close by Perez, who he thought was strike 3. Messenger ready to go for another pitch, though. No score here in the top of the 4th. Here comes the 2-2 now from Perez to Messenger. And it is again fouled off. A breaking ball in the inside part of the plate, and Messenger way out in front of it. And so these two teams, because of the pitching, you're going to see a lot of great matchups, but both offenses are very dangerous as well. Yes, here comes the 2-2 now to Messenger. And he grounds one to the shortstop. This is Arroyo over to first, and it is in time to end the inning. The Grizzlies go down 1-2-3 in the 4th. We have the bottom of the 4th. It's the Grizzlies baseball and stream, guys. FreshtheGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the bottom of the 4th inning. No score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence, apartment homes of the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1- and 2- bedroom apartments. Visit their website at leprovenceapts.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. Manco Abbott and Lou Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 4th. Josh Hood will lead things off. He's 0-for-1 against Michael Persecki, and he fouls off the first pitch. The count at 0-1. Bottom of the 4th, no score. A big thank you to Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the 4th. As here comes the 0-1 from the left-hander Prusecki, and that's a called strike. Good pitch, and the count now at 0-2. Grizzlies in the nuts playing another close game. These two teams, this is their fourth of five series against one another. The third meeting here in Modesto, as here comes the 0-2 from Prusecki. He will wind, and here comes the pitch. And it's a chopper, slowly hit to the second baseman, Perez. Perez up with it. The throw to first is in time. Great work from Andy Perez defensively. And Hood is retired. It goes 4-3 for the first out. And here comes Bill Knight, who's 1-for-1, a single, and a stolen base. But as we said, the third meeting in Modesto, they'll meet one more time at Chukchansey Park as home plate umpire Jared Dwersen going to talk to manager Steve Solis. Whatever they were discussing is over for the time being. As here comes the first pitch from Prusecki. And a breaking ball in there. The count at 0-1. But the Grizzlies in 3 years have won 36 of the 68 matchups against the Nuts since the squads became part of the same league for the first time since 1988. As that's a strike, the count at 0-2. Good pitch again from Prusecki. Back in 1988, Modesto, as the 0-2 is outside, the count at 1-2. Modesto was affiliated with the Athletics and were named the A's, while the Grizzlies were known as the Fresno Suns and playing independently. As here comes the 1-2 and a breaking ball lifted to the shortstop in Jorge. Jorge backs up about a step and then makes the play for the second out. So two away, and here comes Jared Sundstrom, the left fielder, who's 0-for-1. Now the Nuts, after being with the Athletics back in the day, are now with the Seattle Mariners organization. And they were with the Rockies prior to the changes. Now the Grizzlies, of course, with the Rockies. The two cities about 96 miles away from one another if you drive by car following the California 99 route. About an hour and 32 minutes apart. As here is a pop-up. This is to the second baseman, Perez. And he will make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Prusecki. Final thing we'll say, the halfway point between both cities, Planada, California. We're at the halfway point of tonight's game as we head to the top of the fifth. You'll see Grizzlies baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the fifth inning, no score between Fresno and Modesto as Andy Perez, who is 1-for-1 with a double, will lead things off. Here comes the pitch from Marcelo Perez. And first pitch swinging again, a high pop-up. This is to the shortstop in Arroyo, and he will make the play. Perez retired on the first pitch, so now two at-bats, two pitches, and he's now 1-for-2. One away for Kyle Karros, who's 0-for-1 with a flyout. But as we just saw, a pair of Perez's. Well, it's a Perez-palooza here at John Thurman Field. The two squads have a combined 6 players with the last name Perez on their current rosters. As that's low, the count at 1-0. Fresno has 2 infielders, Andy and Gene Perez. Modesto has 4, Marcelo Perez and reliever Brian Perez. As here comes the 1-0. And it's a pop-up in foul territory. Long run, but it goes foul. And the count now at 1-1-1. They also have outfielder Miguel Perez and infielder Milcar Perez. Now, we haven't seen a couple of those Perez's, but 6 total Perez's. And all 6 have played against each other at some point in this season. We actually had a couple interesting stats early on in the year where a lot of fly balls were made by Perez's to Perez's and so on and so forth. As here comes the 1-1, and that's a breaking ball low. The count now at 2-1. The Grizzlies and Nuts continuing their little rivalry that they've made. Fresno, a 4-game lead in the second half over Modesto. As here comes the 2-1 from Marcelo Perez, and Karros fouls it back, and the count now at 2-2. Looked like he was right on that pitch right there. Good swing by Karros. It's 319 feet down the right field line where that Modesto bullpen is. 400 to dead center. 312 to left field as here comes the 2-2. And it is fouled off by Karros, so we'll do it again with the same count. Lots of outfield wall signage. The American flag out in left field. Big video board out in left center field. Pitch clock right next to center field. Couple retired numbers down the right field line. Fresno's bullpen just shy of that left field line. The Grizzlies on the third base side as here comes the 2-2. And it's fouled off again by Karros, and we'll do it again with the same count. Modesto down the right field line. They're on the first base side. Fans can be pretty much right next to that dugout. You have the bleachers in the upper decks where I can pretty much high-five any fans. And then you have the green seats below. As that pitch is inside to Karros, and the count now full 3-2. Some fans are still piling in here at John Thurman Field. Last night, 399 was the total attendance. As here comes the 3-2 to Karros. And it is fouled off, and we'll do it again with the same count. A little bit of a pavilion down in the left field line, and a couple of mascots you'll see walking around here for Modesto. That's a count at 3-2. Here comes the pitch once again to Karros. And he swings and misses on an inside pitch. That is the second out, and Karros now 0-2. Fourth strikeout for Perez. And here comes Daniel Amaral, who's 0-1. Lined out sharply to Rodden at second. He was playing in, and then because he caught it, he doubled off Andy Perez at third to end the second inning. As here comes the pitch. And it's a fly ball out to center field. Knight on a long run, and he will make the play to end the inning. Last note on John Thurman Field, a nice quaint ballpark. Hopefully you can come visit to root on your Grizzlies. We had the bottom of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts are a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball and your Fresno Grizzlies. Go to Wyndham Hotels and Resorts' website to learn how to book your next stay. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts has new amenities at a great low price, and they're waiting for you, the weary traveler. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and Minor League Baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. Here on August 16th, as Freddy Batista will lead things off against Michael Persecki. Batista worked a 3-2 walk in his first at-bat. As Persecki ready to go once again here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Here comes the pitch from Persecki. Winds and deals, and a breaking ball lifted foul. The count at 0-1. Looked like the curveball there from Persecki. Freddy Batista, long dark hair from the back of his helmet. Batista, second year with Modesto last year. 9 homers, 54 RBIs. Here's the 0-1. He fouls off another one. The count at 0-2. Batista batted .266 last year, and this year, right around that same mark again. Batista batting .273 with a .787 OPS. As here comes the 0-2 from Persecki, and Batista check swing on an inside fastball. The count now at 1-2. Freddy Batista, very dangerous hitter. Continues to become a better catcher day in and day out for Modesto. As here comes the 1-2 from Persecki. And a fly ball again, foul down the right side. We'll do it again with the same count. Batista, 6 feet, 182 pounds. He's from Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Signed as an international free agent by the Mariners on February 23rd, 2017. As the count remains at 1-2 to Batista. Here comes the pitch from Persecki. He will wind and deal. And it swung on and missed. 7 strikeouts now for Persecki as he gets Batista. Great pitch there from the southpaw. And here comes Brock Rodden, who's 0-2. And Persecki now has retired 7 in a row. Rodden has not batted since the second inning. And Michael Persecki now has 3 strikeouts over those past 7 outs. As here's a breaking ball in there. The count at 0-1. Good curveball there from Persecki. Persecki does a great job mixing and matching his 3 pitches. Here comes the 0-1. And a fastball high and away. The count at 1-1. Rodden, as we said, went to Wichita State. Switch hitter, 5'9", 170 pounds, 23 years old from Durant, Oklahoma. Here's the pitch, and it's up the middle. The backhand from the second baseman, Andy Perez, to first in time. Nice play from Andy Perez. 2 away now, and here's Michael Arroyo, who's 1-2. Now 8 straight retired for Persecki, but great play from Perez up the middle. The backhand, that ball looked like it was going to get up the middle initially. The ball slowed down just slightly because of the mound, and Perez, using the backhand nicely, fielded it cleanly, sets and throws, and gets the speedy rod in. As here's Arroyo, first pitch swinging, that ball down the right field line going foul, and the count at 0-1 is both Andrews Jr. and Messenger giving it chase. Andy Perez, the second baseman as well, was right there. The count at 0-1. Michael Persecki looking for 5 scoreless innings. Here comes the 0-1 from the left-hander. Here's the pitch. And it is inside. The count at 1-1. Good spot right there from Persecki. If Arroyo makes contact on that, it is a lazy out. As here comes the 1-1 now from Persecki. And a pitch outside. The count now at 2-1. Cody Huff could not keep a hold of that ball. Michael Persecchi, as we said, is 6'3", 200 pounds, 22 years old. Here comes the 2-1 now from Persecchi. And it's a ground ball, hard hit to the third baseman, Karros. Karros gobbles it up over to first in time. And now 9 in a row retired for Michael Persecchi. We head to the sixth with no score. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chansey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chansey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and S5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Top of the sixth inning, no score between the Grizzlies and the Nuts as Cody Huff, who's 0-for-1, will lead things off. And Marcelo Perez has only allowed 2 hits so far as the pitch is outside, the count at 1-0. No walks, 4 Ks for Marcelo Perez. Perez has now retired 11 in a row. As here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff. And Huff, a called strike. The count at 1-1. So both teams now. Persecchi has retired 9 in a row. And on the other side, 11 in a row for Perez. As the 1-1's outside. The count at 2 balls and a strike here in the top of the 6th inning. So a pitcher's duel here at John Thurman Field. The Grizzlies looking for a big win. They've had a rough 12-game road trip so far, just 2-5 in the road trip. As here's the 2-1, and that is low. The count now at 3 balls and a strike. Action down in that Fresno pen. Looks like right-hander Sergio Sanchez was getting loose initially. Cody Huff struck out his first time, looking for a 3-1 pitch he can handle. Here comes the pitch, and it is inside, and ball 4. First walk issued by Marcelo Perez, and that's just a third base runner for Fresno, and their first since the second inning. As the 11 in a row is now over, and here comes E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 0-for-1 with a strikeout as well. And the Grizzlies finally have a base runner. Let's see what they do here. Andrews Jr., great power, 10 homers this year, an inside the park homer last Tuesday in San Jose. Here's the pitch, and it's inside. The count at 1-0. That ball made Andrews Jr. jump out of the way. Now, Andrews Jr., very competitive, does not like pitches on the inside part of the plate. Because when Rancho Cucamonga tried it at Chansey Park, the next pitch he hit out. As here comes the 1-0, and it is low, and the count now at 2-0 as the Grizzlies trying to work some magic here in the sixth inning with no score. Andrews Jr., as we have time called, Freddy Bautista going to come talk to his right-hander in Marcelo Perez. While we have a quick mound visit, take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Trek Chansey Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Trek Chansey Gold Resort and Casino, 24 karat fun. And we thank Trek Chansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the sixth. Counted two balls and no strikes to Andrews Jr. as the mound visit is over. Marcelo Perez looking to get back into the strike zone. Here's the pitch inside, and the count now 3-0 to Andrews Jr. The Grizzlies swung multiple times with 3-0 counts last night. We'll see if Andrews Jr. gets the green light here. You're in the top of the sixth inning. Here comes the 3-0 to Andrews Jr., and he will take a strike all the way. The count now at 3-1. Andrews Jr. took that pitch all the way as Cody Huff will lead from first. He drew a leadoff walk. Here comes the 3-1. And it's a line drive out to left center. That will get down. Cody Huff scampers to third. He will get there. Here's the throw to second. Andrews Jr. slides, and he is safe. It's a double for Andrews Jr., and the Grizzlies have runners at second and third, and no one down. Andrews Jr. rockets one, a 3-1 pitch he wanted. And that is a third hit now for the Grizzlies. So runner at second and third, Huff the runner at third, Andrews Jr. the runner at second, the 8-9 batters. And it brings up Cole Carrick, who's 0-2. And pitching coach Jake Witt coming to talk to his right-hander Marcelo Perez, who at that point was pretty much unhittable. It's the 12th double for Andrews Jr., the former Fresno State Bulldog, and now he will have to trust his teammate in Carrick, who went to San Diego State, to drive him in. If you want to talk about a Mountain West rivalry right here. Marcelo Perez went to TCU, and now San Diego State brought a Cole Carrick to the plate. Cole Carrick, a switch-hitting three-position catcher, center field, and shortstop. Carrick has played center field in both games so far since joining Fresno. 6'3", 200 pounds for the 21-year-old born right here in Modesto, California. As the infield play halfway, Cody Huff, the runner at third, is going to watch out for any line drives. As here comes the pitch, and it's outside, the count at 1-0. Carrick, drafted in 2023, both he and Karros became the second and third players of that 2023 draft to join an upper level from rookie ball as the 1-0 is outside the count at 2-0. Seth Halverson, a seventh-round draft pick out of Tennessee, a right-hand reliever, is in high A Spokane. He's already picked up a win with the Indians. And now the first two hitters from that 2023 draft class. Here with Fresno's, here's the 2-0, and Carrick takes a big whiff, comes up empty, and the count at 2-1. The Grizzlies would love to have some runs here, and so far Carrick and Karros, of the six runs the Grizzlies have scored, they have scored four of them. As here comes the 2-1 to Carrick, and he lines one just foul down the right field line, the count now at 2-2. Carrick had his family here yesterday to root him on. Heard a little bit of an applause from some fans who understand where Carrick is from. Went to Turlock High School. San Diego State product. Cole Carrick, known for not only his ability to play multiple positions, but also his speed. As here comes the 2-2. And it is line foul as Carrick stays alive. Great job from Carrick noticing the off-speed pitch, adjusted at the dish, and then pushed that ball foul to the left side. So the count remains at two balls, two strikes. No outs. Runners at second and third here in the top of the sixth. Grizzlies nuts tied at 0. As here's the pitch again to Carrick, and he lines one out to right field. Racing back's the right fielder, Montes. He reaches up, and he makes the play. It's a sacrifice fly, and the Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead thanks to Carrig. But what a play by the right fielder Montez ranging back. It was deep enough to let Andrews Jr. get to third, so it's a productive sacrifice fly for Carrig. It's an RBI for Carrig. That is his first Grizzlies RBI. Huff comes in to score. Andrews Jr. to third, one away with a runner at third for Bryant Betancourt, who's 0-2. And here comes manager Zach Vincey, and he'll have a pitching change. We'll be back right after this. Grizzlies have a 1-0 lead. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Still in the top of the sixth inning, the Grizzlies a 1-0 lead over Modesto as a sacrifice fly from Cole Carrig allows Cody Huff to come in to score. And now a new pitcher for Modesto, left-hander Holden Laws takes over on the bump for Marcelo Perez. One out, a runner at third is Andrews Jr. Betancourt 0-2 will look to continue this Grizzlies inning and hopefully extend the Fresno lead. Holden Laws, though, a very tough lefty as Brian Betancourt will stride to the plate. Holden Laws, 6'2", 166 pounds, 23 years old from Durham, North Carolina. Drafted in the 16th round in 2018 by the Mariners as the infield comes in right here for Modesto. Here comes the pitch from Laws and Betancourt. First pitch, he's going to bunt one a little bit, and it's going to score Andrews Jr. Betancourt is there, and it's 2-0. What a great play for the Grizzlies as Andrews Jr. comes in to score. So Betancourt looked like he just started to swing, and the ball barely was chopped off his bat towards the third base line. And there was no chance for anyone of Modesto to make the play. So Betancourt reaches on the RBI single. And now here's Dion Jorge. And Jorge will take a pitch for a strike. The count at 0-1. So Andrews Jr. comes in to score. Two hits and now two runs this inning. As here comes the 0-1 from Laws. And that's inside, almost hits Jorge in the count at 1-1. That run will be charged to Marcelo Perez, so we'll close his book. The hit allowed by Laws. So Perez, two earned runs. And we'll give you his line as after the 1-1 from Holden Laws. Here's the pitch and a breaking ball outside, the count at 2-1. So Marcelo Perez works 5 1/3 innings. The right-hander from TCU allows 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. 1 walk, 4 strikeouts. As here comes the 2-1 to Jorge. And Jorge swing and a miss. And the count now at 2-2. Big cut on that fastball from Laws. Runner at first with 1 out here in the 6th inning. The Grizzlies a 2-0 lead And now run support for Michael Persecki. Here comes the 2-2 and a breaking ball way high. And Betancourt has to scamper back to first as Batista had looked him down from his catcher's position. Count now at 3-2. Betancourt with that little chopper getting to first, showing off the speed. Betancourt has become a very good base runner. As here comes the 3-2 to Dion Jorge. And Jorge fouls it off. Good off-speed pitch down and in to Jorge. And the count remains the same at 3-2. Wednesday night baseball. The Grizzlies have had issues all year long scoring on Wednesdays. Blake Adams was the Grizzlies' Wednesday starter before being recalled to High A Spokane. It's been their lowest productive weekday. As here's a ground ball to the shortstop, and the turn is not made in time as Jorge gets down the line. It was a soft ground ball to the shortstop in Arroyo, who made a quick turn at second, but the speed by Jorge allows him to reach. Betancourt is retired for the second out, 6-4 on the fielder's choice. So Jorge now 1-3. Runner at first with two outs for Skyler Messenger, who's 0-2. As the Grizzlies lead 2-0 here in the sixth inning, here comes the pitch from Laws, and Messenger takes a pitch high, the count at 1-0. So Jorge now 1-3. Now Messenger is 0-2, but Messenger does very well against left-handers. Here comes the 1-0 to Messenger from Holden Laws. And a breaking ball inside, the count at 2-0. Messenger riding a three-game hit streak. And this year, five homers against left-handers. Tied for the most on the Grizzlies roster with Ryan Rader, who's not here anymore. Here's the 2-0, and he pops one high into right center field. This is playable, though, for the center fielder in Knight, and he will make the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies scored two runs. A sacrifice fly from Cole Carrick scores Cody Huff, and then Andrews Jr. comes in to score from a Bryant Betancourt RBI single. We had the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-0 Fresno leads Modesto. And Michael Persecki's night is done. The left-hander, five scoreless innings. He allowed four hits and one walk while striking out seven. He retired the last nine batters he faced. So great outing for Michael Persecki as he is in line for his 10th win. As gives the ball now to the Fresno pen, and it starts with Carlos Torres, the right-hander, as he takes on Ben Williamson, who's 1-2 with a single. Carlos Torres has been one of the biggest arms out of the Grizzlies' pen this season. Here's the 1-0, and that ball lifted to right field, and it goes foul, and the count now at 1-1. Torres appearing in his 36th game all out of the bullpen, second most on the Grizzlies behind Zach Agnos. A 6-1 record, a 4.22 ERA for Torres. 10 holds. As here's a line drive right to the first baseman Messenger, and he is out. L3 for the first out, and here comes Lazaro Montes, who's 1-for-2 with a single. Williamson was right on it, but Torres retires him. And Carlos Torres has been a Modesto killer this season. Carlos Torres, this is his 7th game against Modesto this year. He is 2-0 with one hold and no ERA. Over 12 1/3 scoreless innings, Torres has allowed 7 hits and 3 walks while fanning 12. The count and no balls, and here comes the pitch from Torres. And it is lined to left field, and it will go foul on the count at 1-0. So Carlos Torres has pitched very well. As the count is at 0-2, a foul ball and a swinging strike are the two strikes in this at-bat. But Torres has pitched very well against Modesto. As here comes the 0-2, and that is fouled off. Torres, a couple really good pitches, which includes a sinking fastball. About 93-95 from Torres on that fastball. Torres is 6'4", 240 pounds. As here comes the 0-2, and that is a ground ball past the diving first baseman in Messenger out to right field. It gets away slightly from Andrews Jr. before he throws it in. But Montes now 2-for-3 with that single. And that's the 5th hit now for Modesto. And their first hit since the 3rd inning. As here comes Luis Swiesbel, who's 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Carlos Torres, as we said, 6'4", 240, 22 years old from Ponce, Puerto Rico. Came over to the United States and went to Lehigh. As here comes the pitch, a breaking ball in there, the count at 0-1. A 20th round draft pick out of Lehigh by the Rockies in 2022 and could be one of the biggest steals of last year's draft. As here comes the 0-1. And a check swing, did it go around? And it's now 1-1. And the reason why I say that, a couple scouts have said that how was Torres with the size, the pitch movement was not on anyone's radar. Well, he didn't put up the greatest stats in college. So here's the 1-1. And that's a base hit to right field. Back-to-back singles against Torres. Montes is second, and now Swiesbel is his first hit. He heads to first. So now 6 hits here. Runners at first and second with one out for Josh Hood, who's 0-for-2. But Carlos Torres, despite not the greatest numbers in college, had a great summer ball performance. And that's where the Rockies took him and trusted the numbers. And Torres has become one of the best bullpen options for Mark Brewer's staff. Torres can eat up a couple innings and probably is here for 2 innings worth of work. As here comes the pitch from Torres, and a breaking ball in there, and the count at 0-1. Torres, a really good curveball, as we saw right there. They're in the bottom of the 6th inning, 2-0. The Grizzlies lead the Nuts. Runners at first and second with one out. Here comes the 0-1, and a breaking ball in there, and it's 0-2. Another good curveball from Torres down in the zone. Carlos Torres, a rough last outing against San Jose, allowed 2 homers. He's just allowed 3 all years. Here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander. And a curveball outside. The count now at 1-2. Carlos Torres, as we said, 6 wins on the year as well. A 4.22 ERA for the right-hander. And Torres trying to get out of this inning. A little bit of a jam here. As here comes the 1-2 to Josh Hood. And he went right back to the breaking ball, and it's down, and the count at 2-2. The Grizzlies 24-11 when Torres pitches this year. He's been a part of a couple shutout wins. Five straight scoreless innings from July 30th through August 10th before allowing a couple runs on Sunday in San Jose. As that ball is lifted out to right center field, Cole Kerrig is there. He will make the catch. Here comes the throw to third now. It's offline. Now the throw is faked to second by Karros. And both runners advance on the fly ball from Josh Hood for the second out. Montes to third. Swiespel after the throw advances to second. So two outs now for Bill Knight, who is 1-for-2. And now the tying run at second base after the throw went all the way to third. But Torres, he has 2 1/3 innings as a career high. That came against Modesto as there is a called strike, the count at 0-1. He also struck out a career high 3. That was back on July 18th at Chukchansey Park against these Modesto Nuts. Two outs, runners at second and third. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, here's the pitch. And that's in the dirt, the count at 1-1. Carlos Torres also has a connection to a former Modesto Nut and Seattle Mariners prospect, Levi Stout, who's now in the Cincinnati system. Both went to the same high school in Pennsburgh, Pennsylvania, at Perkiomen School. As here comes the 1-1, and that goes to the backstop, and here comes the play at the plate, the tag, and he is out! Cody Huff gets to the ball, the tag. As he throws it to Torres, he tags out Montes, who is now down in a heap at the plate. That will end the inning, and the Grizzlies do not give up a run. And now the concern is to Montes. It goes 2-1 on the out, and that will end the inning. To end the story, Levi Stout, they were both at the same high school at Perkiomen School. They went to the same college at Lehigh, both drafted into professional baseball. We head to the seventh, 2-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guides, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead 2-0 after the last out was made at the plate. Cody Huff retrieving that ball. The backstop not too far away from the plate. The throw to Torres, and he tagged out Lazaro Montes at the plate to end the inning. Now here in the top of the seventh inning is Andy Perez. Will lead things off. Perez 1-for-2 with a double against Holden Laws. So the Grizzlies lead 2-0 as they get out of the frame without any run scoring. As here comes the pitch from Laws, and Perez foul ball, way foul. The count at 0-1. Andy Perez was way ahead of that off-speed pitch on the inside part of the plate from Holden Laws. The count at 0-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the pitch, and that is a little blooper out to shallow left field. It is dropping fast, and it's a single for Perez. He's now 2-for-3, a leadoff single, and Perez reaches. That is just the fifth hit for Fresno, as here comes Kyle Karros, who's 0-for-2. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. First pitch to Karros is a called strike. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559 435 62-63 today. Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. As here's a line drive out to right field, and that will get down. Perez to second. Here's the throw. It gets away from the shortstop in Arroyo. That ball was a one bouncer to Montes, who came racing in. Perez had to make sure that ball wasn't caught, and he gets to second safely. So back-to-back singles. Perez to second. Carroll's now one for three. And here's Daniel Amaral, who's 0 for 2 with two lineouts. Runners at first and second with no outs. And again, Yellow Dog Science and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Science and Graphics being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. As here comes the pitch to Amaral from Laws. And Amaral looks to bunt, and he brings it back in time, the count at 1-0. As the infield coming in on that play from Modesto, the corner infielders charging. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes the 1-0 now to Amaral. And he looks to bunt again, and it's outside. And the count now at 2-0. And I think everyone knows what Amaral wants to do here in the ballpark. We'll see if the Grizzlies can execute it. And if Modesto can play it well defensively. The Grizzlies playing a lot of small ball this year, and it's worked to their success. Here comes the 2-0 now to Amaral. And he looks to bunt again, and he pops it up, and it goes foul. That was falling quickly. Batista did not have a chance. The count now at 2-1. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Daniel Amaral trying to advance both runners. Runners at first and second. No outs here in the top of the seventh inning. Back-to-back hits for Fresno and Perez and in Carros. As here comes the 2-1 to Daniel Amaral. He looks to bunt again. He pops it up again, and it's caught by the third baseman. What a catch by Williamson for the first out. It goes P5 on the bunt attempt. And Amaral, an unsuccessful bunt. So that is the first out. And here comes Cody Huff. And Williamson has the best field tool in the Mariners system. And we saw it right there after making the diving play on the bunt. So now to Cody Huff, who is 0 for 1 with a walk and a run, will stride to the plate. And the Grizzlies will see if they go back to trying to bunt here. Here's the pitch, and Huff takes a pitch outside, the count at 1-0. Here in the top of the seventh inning. Glad you could join us however you're listening and wherever you're listening. My name is Stephen Rice. The Grizzlies trying to extend their 2-0 lead. Here comes the 1-0 to Cody Huff. And Huff, a line drive out to left center field. That ball gets down. Perez rounds third. He will score. And up to second and third go Huff. And goes to Carros. It's an RBI double for Cody Huff. And it's 3-0 Grizzlies. The bottom of the lineup for Fresno is getting it done tonight. Andy Perez comes in a score. He is 2 for 3 tonight. Kyle Carros to third. Huff with the double. The third hit and now a run this inning. Runners at second and third with one out. It's 3-0 Fresno. And it's E.J. Andrews Jr.'s 1 for 2. A double and a run scored. The infield is in for Modesto. As here comes the pitch. And Andrews Jr. fouls it off in the count at 0-1. And that ball looks like it was coming back as a count at 0-1 here in the top of the seventh inning. As fans fighting for that baseball. Here comes the 0-1 to Andrews Jr. And Andrews Jr. outside. The count now at 1-1. Top of the seventh inning. The Grizzlies lead 3-0. They have now 7 hits. 4 off of Holden Laws, the relief pitcher for Modesto. Yes, here comes the 1-1, And it's low. The count now at 2-1. Cole Carrick, the switch hitter, on deck. He has not faced a lefty yet since joining the Grizzlies, so we'll get to see him from the right side of the plate unless they take out Laws before then. Here comes the 2-1 to Andrews Jr., and it gets away from the catcher, Batista, and scoring is Karros. That is his second run with Fresno, both on wild pitches, and it's now 4-0. So now two runs this inning. Up to third goes Huff. So runner at third with one out. And the count at 3-1 to Andrews Jr., who had a double in the same count last time. Here comes the 3-1. Andrews Jr. swing and a miss. The count now at 3-2. He wanted to do the same thing as last time. It's a pass ball allowing Karros to score. As here comes the 3-2 now to Andrews Jr. And he swings and misses. An elevated fastball, and Andrews Jr. out on strikes. First strikeout for Laws. Second out of the inning. And here comes Cole Carrick, who will hit from the right side. Carrick 0-2. A sacrifice fly back in the sixth inning. Runner at third with two outs as the infield now back to normal positioning for Modesto. Here comes the pitch to Carrick. And he takes a pitch high. The count at 1-0. Here in the top of the seventh inning. 4-0 Fresno up on Modesto. The Grizzlies looking for a big win here on Wednesday night. Here comes the 1-0. And Carrick, a check swing on an inside pitch. Did he go? He did not. The count now at 2 balls and no strikes. Great job from Carrick holding up on that inside pitch. Here in the seventh. Modesto, a very good offense still, though. As here's the 2-0, and Carrick, fly ball out to left center field. A long run, but it will stay up enough for the left fielder Sundstrom to run it down. But the Grizzlies scored two more runs. An RBI double from Cody Huff, and a pass ball scores Kyle Karros. Andy Perez also scored in that inning. We head to the stretch. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the seventh inning, 4-0 Fresno leads Modesto. As Bill Knight will lead things off against Carlos Torres. As here comes the first pitch from the righty Torres and a check swing on an inside fastball to count it 0-1. Holden Laws with that pass ball that last half inning. Make sure you put down it's only one earned run of the two that scored. As here comes the 0-1 from Torres and a ground ball sharply hit to Jorge. Jorge gobbles it up over to first in time to get the speeding Knight for the first out. It goes 6-3. Knight now 1-3. And here comes Jared Sundstrom, who's 0-2. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. As the Grizzlies trying to hold on for a big Wednesday win. Wednesday's been their toughest day of the week. It's been their lowest offensive output all year long, as that's a breaking ball in there for a strike to count at 0-1. But the Grizzlies, 4 runs and 2 in the last 2 frames. The 6th and the 7th, as here comes the 0-1. That is just outside the count at 1-1. But Fresno needs to continue scoring. Modesto scored 4 runs in the 8th inning last night. So this game could change in a hurry, as here comes the 1-1 from Torres, and that's a fly ball. This is going to head towards the left field foul line, a long run, and is the catch made? It goes foul. And the count now 1-2. Jorge, the left fielder in Amaral, and the third baseman in Karros were all there, as the count now at 1-2. As Carlos Torres looking for a punch out right here of Sundstrom. Sundstrom, the left fielder, wears number 21 on the back of his jersey. Sundstrom from Santa Rosa, California, went to UC Santa Barbara, a 10th round draft pick in 2023. As here's a chopper foul, and the count remains at 1-2. Another 2023 pick. We have RJ Schreck, who was a 9th rounder of Vanderbilt. Brock Rodden, who leads off for Modesto. As here comes the 1-2 and a breaking ball foul. You've also seen, also they just added Brandon Garcia, who was from Texas A&M, the left-hander, joining Modesto today from the Mariners after getting drafted in the 11th round. So a lot of newcomers from that 2023 draft, as that is outside. And the count now at 2-2 from Torres to Sundstrom. Carlos Torres, here comes the pitch against Sundstrom. And it is a fly ball, again, shooting into foul territory. The first baseman Messenger gives way to Perez. And Perez makes the catch this time for the second out. Long run, and Perez, another great play defensively. And with two outs, here comes Freddy Bautista, who's 0-1 with a walk. Here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Stay tuned for scores around the California League. As the Grizzlies trying for a split of the first 2 games of this series. As here comes the pitch from Torres. And that is swung on and missed. The count at 0-1. Carlos Torres allowed 2 hits so far in an inning and 2/3. Yes, here comes the 0-1 now, and a breaking ball in there, and the count at 0-2. That breaking ball has been disgusting tonight from Torres. Continues to throw it for strikes, especially early in counts. Yes, here comes the 0-2 from Torres, and it swung on a miss in the dirt. Cody Huff will pick it up. The throw to first in time, and Carlos Torres has 2 scoreless innings of relief. We head to the 8th. The Grizzlies looking to add on more runs. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the 4th for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. We're in the top of the eighth inning. It is 4-0 Grizzlies as Brian Betancourt, who's 1-for-3, will lead things off, an RBI single for him back in the sixth inning. As he will lead things off for the Grizzlies, it's now time for scores around the California League. Let's start with the game that is almost over. In the top of the ninth inning, Stockton leads San Jose 4-2. All the games in the California League tonight, very low scoring. And Stockton, they're looking for back-to-back wins against the Giants. So Stockton winning 4-2. They're headed to the ninth inning. As the first pitch to Betancourt is inside. The count at 1-0 from Holden Laws. Stockton scored all four runs in their first four innings, including two in the first. As Betancourt check swing, he did go around. The count at 1-1. A double for Mujica. He has an RBI. Bolte, two hits and two runs scored. As Betancourt fly ball out to center field. Long run for the center fielder Knight, but he is there to put it away. And Betancourt's retired. He goes F8 for the first out. As here comes Dion Jorge, 1-for-3 with a single. The Giants only one hit tonight. They have scored two runs. Their lone hit from Alexander Suarez, a single. San Jose starting Esmerling Vinicio on the bump. As here comes the pitch from Laws and outside of Jorge, the count at 1-0. But for Stockton, starter Mason Miller on a rehab assignment, two scoreless innings. And then lefty, as that's a strike, the count now at 1-1. They went to Rivera, the 6'7 lefty, who has thrown six innings of one hit baseball. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop up the middle. Arroyo, the off-balance throw, and he is out. A close play, but a nice play from Arroyo, two away. 6-3, as here comes Messenger, who's 0-3. So Rivera, six innings, one hit, two runs, zero earned, three walks, and six Ks. And now they're on to Pontes, who's looking to finish the game. Stockton now leads 4-2 in the ninth inning. As here's the pitch to Messenger outside, the count at 1-0. Let's head over to Visalia, where they beat Rancho Cucamonga 3-2. Visalia's won 4-5. Here comes the 1-0 to Messenger, and that's a strike. The count now at 1-1. The winning pitcher to Tejada, he's 3-4. The loss to Romero, he is 5-2. The save to Del Pozo is third. Here comes the 1-1 to Messenger, and a swing and a miss. And the count now at 1-2. The Rawhide scored two of their three runs in the first inning. A home run from Contasello. A two-run shot is 14th of the year. Contasello has been on fire over the past couple of weeks. He had all three Visalia RBI. As here comes the 1-2 to Messenger, and that is lifted foul and out of play. Rancho Cucamonga had a double from Doncone and Campbell. Campbell also a stolen base as well. He was 2-for-4, but a very lonely offensive night for the Quakes as the Rawhide continued to win, trying to push themselves into a second-half win. As here comes the 1-2 to Messenger. Laws, a breaking ball outside. The count now at 2-2. So another low-scoring game. Then finally, a shutout as Inland Empire beats Lake Elsinore 2-0. The 66ers scoring both of their runs in the first inning. So a lot of first-inning runs in the California League tonight. The winning pitcher to Daniel, the loss to Reyes, a save to Langford. As here's the 2-2, and that's a fly ball deep to left field. Messenger has done it again. A solo homer to left field, his 16th homer of the season, RBI number 70 for Messenger, and it is 5-0. Skyler Messenger, his second homer in three games, and the Grizzlies extend their lead here in the eighth. Messenger, what was a quiet night, he has now erupted for another home run. He's extended his history to four games with that home run. And just like that, a big needed offensive power right there. As here's Andy Perez, 2-for-3 with the run. 5-0 now here in the eighth. Here's the pitch, and Perez looks to bunt, and that ball is caught by the third baseman, Williamson, in foul territory. But Skyler Messenger, a big solo homer. We had the bomb in the eighth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreshGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here in Modesto, California. Bottom of the eighth inning, 5-0. The Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts, but Brock Rodden will lead things off. He's 0-3 against the new Grizzlies pitcher. Left-hander Carson Skipper takes over on the bump. As the first pitch from the lefty Skipper is high, the count at 1-0. Carson Skipper takes over for Carlos Torres, who worked two innings of scoreless baseball, allowed two hits, and he struck out one. Here comes the 1-0 from Skipper. It's a strike, the count at 1-1. Carson Skipper, 6'2", 211 pounds, 24 years old from Birmingham, Alabama. Yes, here comes the 1-1, and that's a bunt attempt and foul. The count now at 1-2. Skipper just turned 24, his birthday just 4 days ago. An 11th round draft pick out of Auburn by the Rockies in 2022. Carson Skipper, one of the best lefties in the Grizzlies pen, was their only lefty for a little bit of the season. His 32nd game all out of the bullpen, 0-2, a 3.58 ERA for Skipper. But Carson Skipper this year has been electric in terms of throwing strikes. As that ball is lifted foul, the count remains at 1-2. Carson Skipper this year, 31 appearances, 50 strikeouts, 3 walks in 37 and 2/3 innings. As that ball is lifted foul, the count remains at 1-2. He has gone 17 straight outings without walking a batter, 19 and 1/3 innings for Carson Skipper. As here comes the 1-2 and another foul ball, and the count remains the same at 1-2. Carson Skipper, tough angle throws over the top and to lefties. It's a nightmare. He will face a switchy and then two righties. As here's a fly ball out to right field, but playable for Andrews Jr. He is there. And Rodden is retired now over 4, F9. And here comes Michael Arroyo, who's 1-3 with a single. Back to scores around the California League. We were talking about the games tonight. Well, Stockton just beat San Jose 4-2. They've won the first two games of that series. A low-scoring game there. Visalia beats Rancho Cucamonga 3-2. Inland Empire shuts out Lake Elsinore 2-0. Inland Empire, 5 innings of work for Daniel in his start, and then 4 scoreless innings of relief for Langford. They combined to strike out 10, allowed just 5 hits. The Grizzlies' 5 runs tonight are the most runs scored by any team in the California League. As here's a fly ball out to right field again. Andrews Jr. camping underneath it makes the play. 2 outs now for Ben Williamson, who's 1-3. 5-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. The Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. But Stockton scored 4 runs, 3 runs by Visalia, 2 runs by Inland Empire, Rancho Cucamonga, San Jose. Lake Elsinore was shut out. The Grizzlies looking for a shutout win tonight, as that is in there for a strike. The count at 0-1. So Inland Empire shutout win. We saw a lot of great pitching performances from Rivera, who threw 6 innings of work. He allowed 2 unearned runs. Visalia had a great outing from their starter as well. And Inland Empire had 2 pitchers with scoreless outings, 4 and 5 runs. As here's the 0-2, and that is swung on and missed. And Carson Skipper has a 1-2-3 inning. Again, no walks. We head to the top of the ninth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FreserGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5-23.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Top of the ninth inning here at John Thurman Field in Modesto, California. The Grizzlies lead the Modesto Nuts 5-0. Kyle Carroll sees a called strike from Yuri Tatis, who takes over for Holden Laws here in the ninth inning. Laws, 2 2/3 innings of work, 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits. He also struck out 1. As Carroll is beamed by the pitch, he will head down to first base. Carroll now has a single, a run, and now a hit by pitch. So now runner at first with no outs. And here comes Daniel Amaral, who's 0-3 tonight. So Caro's hit by the pitch here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies looking for a shutout win tonight. Here comes the pitch from Tatis, and that is a strike. And the count at 0-1. Yuri Tatis, who's been used as a starter and as a reliever for Modesto over the past couple of seasons. Here comes the 0-1 to Amaral. And that is in there. And the count now at 0-2 to Daniel Amaral from the right-hander Tatis, who is 6'3", 175 pounds, 22 years old from Monte Cristi, Dominican Republic. Here comes the 0-2 from the right-hander. And it's way outside, almost gets away from the catcher. Batista does just slightly, and Carlos does not take off for second. Smart move. The count now at 1-2. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give you a wrap-up of tonight's contest and what to expect tomorrow. Modesto goes to the race. Tyler Cleveland tomorrow. Count 1-2 to Daniel Amaral. Two called strikes and then a ball in the dirt. As here comes the pitch to Amaral. And it is again in the dirt. There goes Karros for second. The throw, it is late. And Karros was in there despite taking a peek over to where the ball was. So Karros to second. No outs. And Amaral now count at 2-2. If the Grizzlies can hold on without giving up a run in the ninth inning, it'll be their sixth shutout of the season. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch from the right-hander. And Amaral fouls it off and will do it again with the same count. The Grizzlies back home next week to take on the Stockton Ports, who have now won three straight games. Stockton still a fighting chance in the California League North Division. But Modesto and Fresno looks like one of those two will meet San Jose in the first round of the playoffs. As here's a ground ball up the middle. A slow chopper. Arroyo has no plays. Amaral's speed gets him there. It looked like it was also a broken bat. Karros to third. Amaral has an infield single. Nine hits now for Fresno. And here comes Cody Huff, who's had himself a game. Huff, 1-for-2, an RBI double. He's also walked and scored a run. Now with runners at the corners here and no outs, the Grizzlies can extend their lead right here in the ninth inning. Carson Skipper threw a big, clean eighth inning. And now more action down that Fresno pen. As here's the pitch to Huff and a ground ball to right field, a base hit. Cody Huff continues to hit the ball. 6-0 Grizzlies on the RBI single. Karros comes in to score. And the Grizzlies another run here in the late innings. Kyle Karros comes in to score. Amaral stops at second. It's an RBI single for Cody Huff. He has a multi-hit and a multi-RBI game. Second hit of the inning and a run. No out still for E.J. Andrews Jr., who's 1-for-3 with a double and a run. And the Grizzlies, this is a team that's been looking for that late inning scoring magic again. As Andrews Jr. fouls it off the count at 0-1. The Grizzlies coming into tonight's game has scored 34% of their runs in innings 7 through 9. Tonight, Fresno has scored 4 of their 6 runs in their final 3 innings. Here comes the pitch, and it is a strike. The count now at 0-2 to Andrews Jr. And they have scored all 6 runs in their last 4 innings of play. They now have 10 hits as well. Runners at first and second with no outs. Here comes the 0-2 to Andrews Jr. And it is outside. Andrews Jr. wanted to go after that breaking ball. The count now at 1-2. Cody Huff, a two-hit and two-RBI game for him. For Cody Huff, that is his 7th multi-RBI game and 14th multi-hit game. Here comes the 1-2 way outside. And both runners will advance on the wild pitch. So now runners at 2nd and 3rd with no outs. And the count 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And the Grizzlies just looking to add on more runs here in the ninth inning. 6-0 Fresno, looking to even this series up and a big win possibly. Infield now in for Modesto with no outs. Here comes the 2-2, and it's a base hit up the middle. That will score at least one. Cody Huff stopped at third. It's an RBI single for Andrews Jr. He has a two-hit game at the bottom of the lineup. 7-0 Fresno as they continue to score late in this game. Amaral comes in to score easily. Huff will stop at third. 3 hits, 4 straight runners in and out reach. 2 runs as well. No outs. Runners at the corners for Cole Carrig, who's 0-for-3 with a sacrifice fly. The Grizzlies have now scored 5 of their 7 runs in their final 3 innings. They've scored all 7 runs in their final 4 innings. Here comes the pitch to Carrig. And it's low, and the count at 1-0-0. And the Grizzlies now 11 hits. This was a team that only had 2 hits over their first 5 innings of play. Here comes the 1-0. And that's a ground ball, and it goes off Tim Barreras, the umpire. Second straight game, we have seen a ball hit an umpire. The out was made at first as Carrick is retired, but hopefully the umpire and Tim Barreras is okay. Last night, we saw Jared Dwersen get hit in the hand on a line drive, and that ball was hit right at Tim Barreras. And Barreras also got hit with a foul ball in the shoulder yesterday. So Carrick is retired. And Cody Huff will come in to score. And hopefully everyone's okay. So Andrews Jr. to second. It is going to be an out. It goes from 1-3. It is an RBI as well for Carrick, his second of the game. So three runs now this inning. So Andrews Jr. to second, and Carrick, I believe, is going to be out. And we heard it up here in the booth of how hard that ball was hit. Actually, I'm not sure if Huff actually scored on that play. I think he actually stayed at third. But with him getting hit, actually Carrick will actually stay at first. So I think the ruling now is because it hits an umpire, everybody's going to be safe here. So Carrick, he's going to reach after hitting the umpire. So now we're all out of sorts here. That's going to be an interesting ruling. So now bases loaded here for Fresno. There are nobody out for Bryant Betancourt, who's 1-for-4 tonight. And here comes the pitch, and that's a strike. The count at 0-1 to Betancourt. As Carrick was running towards second initially, that was very aggressive. So it's going to be a single. That would be the fourth hit this inning for Fresno. As that almost hits Betancourt, the count now at 1-1. So Huff, the runner at third, he did not score. But Betancourt can drive him in right here. So Huff, the runner at third. Andrews Jr., the runner at second. Carrick, the runner at first, as that pitch is outside. The count now at 2-1. It is 7-0 Fresno here in the ninth inning. Bases loaded. And there are no outs. As here comes the 2-1. And it's a high chopper to first, and it goes off the first baseman. Sweet spell into right field. This will score a pair of runs. It is now 9-0 Grizzlies. Off the first baseman. Two runs will come in to score. So now four runs this inning allowed by Tatis. And the Grizzlies continue to reach guys here in the ninth inning. And now if the ball went into the dugout, both runners get to advance an extra base. And I think it did as Carrick will come to score. Now three runs this in just that one play. So that is going to be another run. And right now we are trying to sort all these things out. Either way, the Grizzlies lead 10-0. Betancourt is now at second base. Carrick comes in to score. So now runner at second with no outs as that pitch is high to Jorge, the count at 1-0. So Betancourt reaches. Andrews Jr. comes in to score. So five runs for Fresno this inning. Every batter has reached so far. Here's a pitch to Jorge. It's inside. So now two balls and no strikes. And the Grizzlies have really extended their lead here. 9-0. Actually, it's 10-0 as that's a fly ball. Out to right field. And that ball is a single as well. And actually, it's going to be a double. It's now 11-0, as that is a double for Jorge. So it's an RBI double for Jorge. Betancourt comes in a score. Now 11-0. Another hit as well. So now runner at second with no outs for Skyler Messenger, who homered his last time, and this game has gone out of hand all of a sudden. 11-0 Fresno. And now here comes Zach Vinci, the manager for Modesto, and I think he's going to try to make a pitching change. We'll be back right after this. 11-0 Grizzlies here in the ninth.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota. Let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit.
Welcome back. Top of the ninth inning, 11-0. Fresno now leads Modesto. A six-run ninth inning so far. There are no outs and a runner at second for Skyler Messenger. And the new pitcher, Stefan Wraith, as he pitches outside, the count at 1-0. Fresno, no outs yet. They have had seven batters to the plate. All seven have reached. We have six hits this inning and one error as well. As here comes the 1-0, and Messenger takes a strike, the count at 1-1. Actually, five hits this inning. They have also scored six runs. There's been one error as well and a hit by pitch. As here comes the 1-1, and that is in there. The count at 1-2 to Messenger. As Tatis did not record an out here in the ninth inning. And the Grizzlies now winning 11-0. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Messenger. And it's a ground ball to the second baseman, Rodden. The throw to first, and it is in time. And Rodden goes down after throwing that ball. That is the first out. He looks like he almost hurt himself on that throw. Up to third goes Jorge. So it goes 4-3. The Grizzlies have now batted around as Andy Perez will come to the plate. And now Luis Mendez will come into pinch hit here. So Andy Perez's night is done as Luis Mendez will pinch hit. The lefty. First time we've seen Mendez here in this series. So runner at third with one out. Now Luis Mendez, who takes a pitch inside, the count at 1-0. So this inning, a hit by pitch to Karros, he is on deck. Amarole a single. Cody Huff an RBI single. Andrews Jr. an RBI single. Cole Carrick a single that went off the umpire. And then there was a balk in the play because the ball was thrown into the dugout. Time was not called, which means runners get to advance a base as well, which allowed a couple runs to score. Betancourt then an error reaching, and then Deon Jorge the RBI double. As that ball is fouled off, the count now at two balls and one strike. So Bryant Betancourt trying to, or he had just scored. So now Deion Jorge, the runner at third, trying to score here is Luis Mendez trying to score him. The Grizzlies have already batted around here in the ninth inning. Yes, here comes the 2-1, and that is a ground ball, softly hit. Wraith will pick it up, over to first in time. It scores Jorge. It's now 12-0 Fresno. An RBI for Mendez. It goes 1-3. Two outs now, and the Grizzlies have officially batted around here in the ninth inning. They have scored 7 runs now. And Karros will bat now for the second time this inning. The Grizzlies scored 12 runs. That was at Stockton on May 7th, a franchise record for most runs in an inning. That was the eighth inning. Now 7 runs here in the ninth. It is 12-0 Grizzlies. And the Grizzlies, their 7 runs, one better than what they did here at Modesto on June 23rd. The difference, though, is in that game, there were a bunch of walks. The Grizzlies have been hitting the ball this inning. As a count 2-0 to Karros. Fresno, their largest margin of victory, 12 runs as well. And that was against Modesto. As here's the 2-0, that is outside. The count now 3-0. No runners on, 2 outs. So Grizzlies have had 2 margin of victories by 12 runs. 16-4 they won that game on June 23rd at Modesto. As here comes the 3-0. And it's a strike in the count now at 3-1. And the Grizzlies, with those 16 runs, were their most runs in a game against Modesto. Besides that, Fresno, only one other game they've reached double digits in scoring against Modesto. As that's another strike, the count now at 3-2. The Grizzlies leading 12-0. They have scored 10 of their 12 runs in the final 3 innings and all 12 in their final 4 innings. As here comes the 3-2 to Karros. And he will line one towards the right side and goes foul. So the Grizzlies now 13 hits. There's also been one error for Modesto. Yuri Tatis allowing 5 hits and 7 runs. 5 hits and 7 runs for Tatis. And he did not record an out. Here comes the 3-2, and that is called strike 3. Karros down on strikes. Wraith gets out of the inning. He gets all 3 outs. And the Grizzlies now lead 12-0 as we head to the bottom of the ninth. You'll listen to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Live app, and MILB TV.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime ends 5/23.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why.
With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of Minor League Baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Grizzlies leading the Modesto Nuts 12-0. They have scored all 12 runs of their last four innings of play. A 7-run ninth inning. They've also scored 10 of their 12 runs in the final three innings. As Gabriel Rodriguez will take over on the bump, looking to cement the shutout. As that's a called strike to Lazaro Montes, who's 2-for-3. The count at 0-1 from Gabriel Rodriguez wears number 18 on the back of his jersey. Luis Mendez remains in the game as the second baseman as well. As here comes the 0-1, it's outside. The count now at 1-1. As the Grizzlies trying to pick up their sixth shutout win of the year. Here comes the 1-1. And that's a fly ball to right, and I think there goes the shutout. That's a home run. It's now 12-1. So Montes now 3-for-4. And now just 11 runs away from Modesto as Montes leaves the yard. So the shutout is no more as the Grizzlies allow a run here in the ninth inning. That's the seventh hit, and Montes has three of them. As here comes Luis Sweetspell. So the Grizzlies, their biggest margin of defeat, their largest margin of victory was 12. That they have done twice, once against Modesto. And now, that's now 11. So largest margin of victory this season is no more. As Montes, his third homer since joining Modesto, and Rodriguez allowing the homer ends the shutout. That would have been the sixth shutout of the season. As here comes a pitch from Rodriguez, and it is fouled off. The count at 0-1. For Rodriguez, by the way, that was only his second homer he's allowed. His other one came here at Modesto as well on May 17th. As a count at 0-1. So 12-1 now here in the ninth inning. Here comes the pitch from Rodriguez in the dirt. The count at 1-1. Sweetspell 1-for-3. Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. Sweetspell was hit by a pitch, so he will head down to first base. Now here's Josh Hood. His 26-game hit streak on the line is that's a strike. The count at 0-1. First hit by pitch, by the way, for Fresno pitching tonight. As here comes the 0-1. And Hood, foul tip. The count now at 0-2 for Josh Hood. But again, take your game to the rugged terrain. It's a $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chukchansi Gold going on now through September 4th. Drive away with adventure 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, and over $237,000 in cash, plus a truck. Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, 24-karat fun. And we thank Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth, as that pitch is high. The count now at 2-2. Again, Chukchansi Gold Resort and Casino, a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the ninth. Here comes the 2-2 from Rodriguez. And that is inside. It gets away from Cody Huff up to second base Sweetspell. So now the count full here to Josh Hood. So count now at 3-2. Runner at second with no outs here in the ninth inning. The Grizzlies lead 12-1. Modesto, just one batter at a time. We've said that for the Grizzlies a lot this season in late-inning games. The Grizzlies have done a great job with comeback wins. They have 16 in the seventh inning or later. As here's a high pop-up, and it will go just foul. And the count remains at 3-2. Here on August 16th, Wednesday night baseball, game 2 of 6 between Fresno and Modesto. Glad you could join us this evening. Here in the ninth, here comes another 3-2 offering from Rodriguez. And it is low, ball 4, and Josh Hood walks. And the 26-game hit streak might come to an end, but Rodriguez, a lot of trouble so far. Runners at first and second with no outs for Bill Knight, who's 1-for-3. The Grizzlies, though, 12 runs tonight. 10 of their 12 runs in their final three innings, where the Grizzlies have scored 34% of their runs. So now Mark Brewer talking to his pitcher in Rodriguez. As Brewer's visit is over and the Grizzlies trying to get an out here, Rodriguez is trying to work this ninth inning. So Bill Knight now to the plate. He's 1-for-3, a single and a stolen base. That was back in the second inning. Rodriguez is the third pitcher out of the Grizzlies' bullpen. As the first pitch gets away from Huff a little bit. And the count at 1-1 and no strikes from Rodriguez, who just wants to throw strikes right now. 1-1, no strikes. Here's the pitch, and that is high. The count now at 2-0. Big shout-out to Mike McCool listening in Fresno, California. Thanks for tuning in, Mike. And a big shout-out to the world's best girlfriend as well tuning in. And a shout-out to my dad listening back in Colorado as that's outside. The count now at 3-0 and no strikes. As Rodriguez trying to throw at least one strike in this outing. He has thrown already 14 pitches, as that is high, and the bases are loaded now. Sweetspell to third, Hood to second, Knight the walk. Bases loaded, no outs for Jarrett Sundstrom. And Rodriguez, this is his inning. No one's loosening down the Grizzlies' pen. They're just letting Rodriguez work right now. Rodriguez, known for throwing fast but not being able to find the strike zone throughout his career, was a Rule 5 draft pick from the Braves to the Rockies in the first round in the Rule 5. As that's low, the count at 1-0 for Gabriel Rodriguez. Rodriguez 1-0, a 7.36 ERA this year. He went to the ACL Rockies, now back with the Grizzlies, as that is fouled off, the count at 1-1. And the big reason why he was sent down the ACL Rockies was to work on that control. Pitched in 11 games. Rodriguez, though, was not a pitcher coming up through his career. Was an outfielder initially. As that's inside, the count at 2-1. But again, a hard-throwing guy. Has been actually compared to Rick Vaughn from Major League due to his lively fastball but wild command. Very high ceiling if he can hone in on the control. Here's the 2-1, and that is a chopper back to Rodriguez, and the only place to the plate, and it is not made! And Cody Huff was on the plate, and they're saying that he is safe, and everyone is safe. Rodriguez flipped it with his glove, and it scores a run. It's now 12-2. Now 5 straight batters have reached this inning for Modesto. Hood to third, Knight to second, Sundstrom reaches. It's a fielder's choice, and it's an RBI as well. So now 2 runs. So bases loaded still with no outs for Freddy Batista's 0-for-2 as he swings and misses to count at 0-1. And Modesto trying to make a comeback here in the ninth inning, trailing by 12. Rodriguez comes set. Here comes the 0-1. Adds outside, the count at 1-1. That flip by Rodriguez to the plate was actually pretty impressive. And it looked like Huff was there in time for the putout, but home plate umpire Jared Dwarson said he was safe. As here comes the 1-1. And that is in there. The count at 1-2. Good pitch on the inside part of the plate from Rodriguez. Rodriguez, in his career coming to this season, 62 1/3 innings, 99 walks, 107 strikeouts. As the 1-2 is a ground ball to third, Karros will tag third. The throw to first is in time, a double play. It will score a run, making it 12-3, though. But Karros making the play, so Hood scores. Knight is out at third. Sundstrom to second as Bautista now with two outs. So Sundstrom to second. So Bautista goes 5-3 on the double play. So Knight out at third. Scores another run. Three runs now here in the ninth. So now two outs. Runner at second for Brock Rodden, who's 0-4. And now it's actually Milcar Perez who's going to hit. As it's inside, the count at 1-0. So Milcar Perez hitting for Rodden. So Milcar Perez will come into the game for Brock Rodden. And here's a ground ball to second. Gobbled up, the throw to first by Mendez, and that will do it. Rodriguez allowing three runs, but the Grizzlies win 12-3. The lead is back up to 5 games after that ground out. Fresno's now split the first 2 games of this series with Modesto. We'll be back right after this for the Grizzlies postgame show.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Take your game to the rugged terrain. It's the $600,000 off-road adventure giveaway at Chuck Chancey Gold. Beginning July 3rd, we're giving away 9 ATVs, 9 UTVs, over $237,000 in cash. And September 4th, one lucky player will drive off in a new Chevy Silverado. Drawings are every Thursday and Friday, and you can earn base points to swipe daily for prizes. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. 24 karat fun.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light?
Welcome back to John Thurman Field here for the post-game show in Modesto, California. Your Grizzlies back on the winning track, a 12-3 win over the Modesto Nuts tonight. The Grizzlies, they are now 66-44 overall, 30-14 in the second half. Modesto, they dropped to 59-51. They are now 25-19 in the second half. Again, Modesto 59-51, 25-19 in the second half. So Fresno back up by 5 games now with 22 games left in the second half. 10 more against Modesto. Fresno 12 runs on 13 hits, no errors. They left just 3 runners on tonight. Modesto had 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on, and all 3 runs from Modesto scored in the 9th. Let's go through the scoring, and it was quiet over the first 5 innings. 0-0. We had a pitcher's duel. But then Fresno, 2 runs in the 6th, 2 runs in the 7th, 1 run in the 8th. They scored another 7 in the 9th. 12-0 at that point. Modesto scoring 3 runs off of Gabriel Rodriguez in the bottom of the 9th. But the Grizzlies brought 10 batters to the plate in that 9th inning. A big game for a couple Grizzlies batters. And it was led by Skyler Messenger, who had a home run. Messenger's 16th of the season. 70 RBIs for him. Doubles from Andy Perez, E.J. Andrews Jr., Cody Huff, Deon Jorge. 5 extra base hits of their 13 total. Andrews Jr. and Cody Huff at the bottom of the lineup were 4 for 7, 3 RBI, 4 runs, and a walk. Andy Perez adding 2 hits and a run. And then Deon Jorge, 2 hits, an RBI, and a run as well. Bryant Bettencourt scored twice. Cole Carrig also reached base as well. Every starter for Fresno had a hit tonight. Luis Mendez, he had an RBI despite a ground out as a pinch hitter. He was the only Grizzlies batter to not record a hit. On the other side, Modesto with their 8 hits, it was led by Lazaro Montes, who had 3 of them, including his 3rd homer of the season. The only extra base hit for Modesto in the contest. Hit and an RBI as well for Sundstrom at the bottom of the lineup. Pitching-wise, it was a great pitcher's duel. Michael Perseki, 5 scoreless innings, 4 hits, 1 walk. He had 7 strikeouts. Perseki now 10-6 on the year. On the other side, Marcelo Perez, 5 1/3 innings. He allowed 2 runs. He picked up the loss despite his bullpen not helping him out. He is now 3-5. There was no save. Tonight's game, 2 hours and 44 minutes. We do not have tonight's attendance yet. Carlos Torres, 2 innings of scoreless baseball. Carson Skipper at another scoreless inning of work. Gabriel Rodriguez, an inning of work as well. On the other side for Modesto, Holden Laws allowed 3 runs, 2 earned. Tatis allowed 7 runs, 6 of them earned out of relief. So 10 runs, 8 earned by the relievers for Modesto. Tough night for Modesto pitching, but the Grizzlies, a big win tonight in 2 hours and 44 minutes. The Grizzlies, 12 runs tonight, a big, much-needed win. Michael Perseki gets the run support he was looking for, now tied for 2nd in the California League, and not only wins, but he remains in 1st place in ERA, now at 2.89. Michael Perseki has pretty much been unstoppable over the past 2 months. A big win for Perseki. Carlos Torres, he remains perfect and scoreless against the Modesto Nuts. Torres now 7 games, 2-0 with 2 holds, no ERA, 14 scoreless innings. He's allowed 9 hits and 3 walks while fanning 13. Carson Skipper, 32 games, 38 2/3 innings. He has issued 3 walks, striking out 51. Skipper, 18 straight outings without recording a walk. The Grizzlies scoring 10 of their 12 runs in the final 3 innings. That's been a big total for them this year. The Grizzlies also, it's a 244, which means they improve to 21-10 when a game lasts 2 hours and 40 minutes or more. So the Grizzlies back on the right track, a much needed win for the offense. Almost every batter also scored a run as well for their starters. 2 runs for Karros, Huff, and Andrews Jr. at the bottom of the lineup. A big win for Fresno overall to get back on the right track again. Fresno, 12 runs on 13 hits, no errors. They left only 3 on base. Modesto, 3 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. They left 7 on. The winning pitcher, Perseki, now 10-6. The losing pitcher, Marcelo Perez, he's 3-5. No save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes. We still are waiting for tonight's attendance, which has now just been announced at 499 $4.99 for tonight's attendance. As the Grizzlies back on the right track, which brings us to tomorrow. The Grizzlies, they will face the Modesto Nuts ace in Tyler Cleveland. Leads the California League with 11 wins. He's 11-5, a 3.81 ERA. But Fresno goes to right-hander Connor Stain, an 8-4 record, a 4.98 ERA. Tomorrow, Thursday night baseball, game 3 of 6, 7:05 p.m. Hopefully you can join us for that one, as that will wrap it up tonight. A big thank you to all of our partners as well, Chichansky Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, Manco Abbott, Lou Provence Apartment Homes of the Dominion, Express Furniture Rental, as well, all proud partners of your Fresno Grizzlies here on Wednesday, August 16th. That will wrap it up tonight. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice. Have a blessed rest of your Wednesday, and we will see you tomorrow for more Grizzlies baseball.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Toyota, let's go places.
Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.